This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. A federal judge in San Francisco says the new partial birth abortion ban law is unconstitutional. She says it infringes on a woman's right to choose, and she wants the law permanently blocked. The decision is seen as a setback for the Bush administration. President Bush says he welcomes the new government in Iraq and is confident the U.S. can work with it. He also says U.S. troops will help with security but won't be taking orders from Iraqi commanders.
The American people need to be assured that if our troops are in harm's way, they will be able to defend themselves without having to check with anybody else other than their commander.
Mr. Bush says he had no role in choosing the new Iraqi government. Justice Department officials say suspected al-Qaeda operative Jose Padilla, an American citizen who's been held without charges for about 2 years, had plans to blow up apartments and hotels in the U.S. He's also suspected of planning to set off a radiological dirty bomb. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
That's my Jag. A phrase that, thanks to astonishing lease and finance offers, can become quite familiar to you. You can say it while listening to that growling exhaust note, that's my Jag. Or when the valet asks you which car you're driving, that's my Jag. It doesn't matter where you say those three words, really, and that's the beauty of it. Visit your local Jaguar retailer so that you too can say, that's my Jag.
Tonight on Bravo, the boys of summer are back.
This is unbelievable.
On an all-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Show me some Bravo twins.
The Fab Five are in double trouble with twins.
They are wrestling over a frosted cake.
Are these two beyond even Queer Eye help?
Do you pee in your room too?
Ew.
These are the most revolting people I've ever met.
All-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy Season 2 begins tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on Bravo.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 71 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Look for gas prices in Denver to go up again. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
May have a little bit of a glitch. Northbound I-25 approaching University. A tow truck crew had to move some carpeting out of the lanes of traffic there. Everything else in the freeway system moving along in very, very good shape. No other accidents or obstructions to get in your way is what I want to say. Colfax and High, watch for an accident. Also having a medical emergency. Southbound Broadway south of Alameda. Sounds like someone is ill inside one of the stores there. And we also have a medical emergency at Alameda and Downing with fire rescue equipment on the scene there. You think gasolines are alike? Think again. Many can leave harmful deposits on vital engine parts. But Chevron with Techron helps clean up those deposits, helping your car perform like it should. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A new blend of gasoline is at the pumps in Metro Denver. The new gas is designed to help fight pollution, cutting back on volatile organic compounds, chemicals that increase the amount of smog. The Environmental Protection Agency says the cost of fuel should go up by only a penny, but refiners say it could be closer to 5 cents a gallon. This report brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation. Police say it was 31-year-old Ramon Real who was killed in a shootout with police on Sunday. He was a suspect in the murder of Lorenzo Jaramillo, whose body was found in a home on Stewart Street on Sunday morning. Police spotted Real Sunday evening, and when they tried to pull him over, he fired at police. He was killed when they returned fire. The Center for Women's Business Research says more than 50% of businesses in Colorado are owned by women. The study also says that nationwide women own a 50% or better share of businesses. That's a 19% increase from the past 2 years. In sports, the Colorado Rockies played their second of three games tonight in San Diego against the Padres. Aaron Cook will be on the mound tonight for the Rocks, who broke their four-game losing streak with a 7-1 win over the Padres last night. Never ride against traffic. Always ride in the right-hand lane with the flow of traffic. Remember, share the road. This message brought to you by CDOT. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
Lock us in on your first precinct. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
Picture a boy with 104 fever, his parents taken to the hospital to have him checked out. Did you know one of the first people to make him comfortable is an architect? Specifically a member of the American Institute of Architects. When the hospital built their new ER, they involved an AIA architect early on. to design a child-friendly pediatric ER wing so that 104 fevers maybe don't feel so bad. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
It's great to be camping, Raymond, and such a beautiful night. I love nature.
Except when it stops.
You're constipated?
Maureen.
Here, try Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews.
They taste great.
Unlike many overnight laxatives, Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews are stimulant-free. They work more naturally with your body for comfortable, cramp-free relief. Feeling better this morning, Raymond?
You better believe it.
Phillips, comfortable, cramp-free relief.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We do have a slight chance of maybe a stray thunderstorm. That'll be possible through this evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high of 73, fair tonight with a low of 45, and then sunny both tomorrow and Thursday with highs in the mid-70s, low 80s, and thunderstorms back in the forecast with low 80s on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny and 71 now. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the, well, it feels like Monday, but I know that it's the Tuesday edition of Enid Live, and it's Lucky Tuesday, too. Why? I don't know. Because my grandmother always thought Tuesdays were lucky, and why shouldn't they be? They might as well. You could, if you can concoct it one way or the other, might as well concoct a Lucky Tuesday. Lots to talk about. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. I did. I was deep in declutter land, which I was interested to see that Newsweek magazine has a whole story on clutter porn. And that is, there are all these magazines around. Have you seen them, like, what's it called? Real Simple, I think, is one of them, where it's so real simple that there's hardly anything in that magazine except pictures that look like zen-like serenity. Real simple kind of things. It's like our lives are so cluttered. Nobody has got time. You have dust bunnies as big as the Empire State Building, as big as a Buick threatening to close in on you, and you can't find anything. I love watching these shows like Life's Laundry. Do you ever see it on BBC America? Where people, you walk into these clutter palaces that are so bad. Anyway, there's a whole movement afoot and a lot of money to be made at decluttering. There are closet systems, organizational systems. There are people who come in and organize you for X amount an hour. And one of the things they were talking about in the Newsweek piece is how the combination of cheap items, you know, we're making, I don't know if we're making too much, but stuff that's so inexpensive, people just load up on this stuff and then try to sort it out later. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if there's a correlation between clarity of thought and clutter in your living environment. I don't, now, there are some people who probably can maintain clarity of thought even if they're in a really cluttered environment, but I don't know if I am one of those people. So I've been trying to organize files. And you know what's really depressing about it is you can organize, spend a long time organizing files, and all you've organized is a square foot territory that's really only the size of a pile of files. So everything else is still moldering, but you have at least organized some of those files. And so it's a very slow and tedious process. Anybody who has ideas about organizing. But you know what? I could see a before and an after. So that's what we love. That's one of the great joys of doing the laundry, by the way, is that there's a before and an after. You always feel like you're starting on a clean slate. Well, some people hate to do the ironing, but here's the laundry. But here's the story. There is a new extreme sport called extreme ironing, and we talked about this briefly on Friday. Men are doing it. Men are engaged in extreme ironing. And what does it consist of? It consists of like stringing a cable across a deep canyon, for example. And a man gets up there with an ironing board. Don't ask me how he got up there. They strung him up there. And he's doing the ironing. Let him do the dishes, too, while he's there. I'm looking at today's Rocky. And here it is. I mean, it's like one horrible thing after another. Jealousy may be motive in slaying. Child dies after being hit by a car. Mother and child. So here's a lesbian couple breaking up, and you know, Heather has two moms, and what do we do there? And then accident kills bail official. I mean, it's like one hideous story after another. Man held in hijacking of Greyhound bus with a knife. And I'm looking at the paper. Here we've had a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and it's one incident of mayhem after another. And I'm thinking, you know, when people have a few extra minutes with each other, they want to murder each other. Apparently, if you are at home a little longer than you normally are, bad things can happen. So that's why we have to hop over to Sweden. A Swedish aid society is going to roll out a new line of defense to the country's emergency services next week. And I am not making this up. It is called the Condom Ambulance. Starting June 4, amorous couples can call the telephone number and a white van featuring a large red condom with wings as a logo will deliver a packet of 10 prophylactics, 10 condoms. We need to increase the usage of condoms, said the marketing manager for the Swedish Organization for Sex Education, the non-governmental organization behind the initiative. It's a 50% about pregnancy and 50% about sexually transmitted diseases. The ambulances will operate in Stockholm and a couple of other cities in Sweden. The service aimed at young people will run until June 25 and will be available between 4 in the afternoon and 9 at night. So if you're going to be busy after 9 at night, a condom ambulance will not be your helper. A packet of 10 condoms will cost about $6.72, less than they cost on average in the shops. The incidence of sexually transmitted diseases, is increasing rapidly in Sweden, and not enough young people use condoms. We need to change attitudes to condoms. If we need to get out into the bedrooms to make things better, we will do it. Well, can you imagine a service like that in this country? The condom ambulance service, the logo is a condom with wings. I think this is great. It's like drive-in condoms. I think this is a wonderful idea, but what would just put your imagination in a higher gear. What would the religious right or the religious wrong do with the whole idea of the condom ambulance? I think this is a wonderful idea. Also, I think it's hilarious. Your thoughts? 303-382-1150. Over the weekend, besides people committing one form of mayhem after another Watergate figure dropped dead. Samuel Dash, who was one of the Watergate attorneys, Archibald Cox, who was a victim of the Saturday Night Massacre in Watergate, where Nixon fired a bunch of people. And there might have been a couple of other names which don't come to mind immediately. And today, the LA Times is reporting that William Manchester, who's an author, 82 years old, author of popular biographies of Winston Churchill, Douglas MacArthur, and the chronicler of President Kennedy's assassination, died. He was 82 years old. He was in poor health, had recently suffered two strokes. The greatest generation, as we were celebrating or commemorating Memorial Day, the greatest generation are departing in even greater numbers, and the latest, author William Manchester. There was a story that I've sort of been sort of half-eyeing today in the paper, and I wanted to know, I thought it was so odd. I had a bunch of theories about it, and I wanted to know your thoughts on it. There's a Westward reporter named David Holthouse who wrote a piece in Westward where he was originally raped by family friend, a kid who was a little bit older than he was. And he wrote about it because for a long time, he contemplated murdering this guy. But he had turned a corner. I mean, he wrote a piece about how he had contemplated murdering the guy, but that he wasn't really going to do it. Well, he has been arrested. He's free on bond. He was arrested after a friend followed the alleged rapist and staked out his home. But the reporter says he believes that he was arrested because of the story he wrote, and he believes he was arrested for a thought crime. In other words, he didn't do anything bad. He only wrote about that he had one time contemplated murdering his alleged rapist. I found this story interesting for a couple of reasons. There was a story a while back where a kid was in a creative writing class. There have been actually more than one, but one of them took place at my alma mater, the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And there was some kind of a creative fiction writing class, and so the kid does a Stephen King number and writes about murder and mayhem and might even be thinking about murdering the teacher, and that's it. The cops are called, and I think the kid was hauled off to the pokey for a period of time. Maybe not a big period of time, but for what is essentially a thought crime, where if you're Stephen King, an opportunity to make zillions, this kid really took a hit for it. And there are other stories of creative writing classes where the students write something horrible about the teacher blows the whistle to the cops, and the kid is hauled off to the pokey or some other draconian thing happens. Well, this is not about the teacher. This is about writing a piece where he is going to, he has contemplated and at one point was thinking, you know, thinking about or going to murder his alleged rapist, and now he's not going to do it. But his friend is somehow keeping the guy under surveillance. He says that his friend staked out his home. Let me ask you, is it one of these, like a noir thriller, where you're not going to shoot or murder anybody, but you just want to scare him and make him feel like you're being followed and make him feel like you could go off the deep end, and if you flipped over, they could be dead meat? Yeah, that always somebody, they're always looking over their shoulder. Is it, I mean, there's a thriller, I forget now the name, that has sort of that kind of a plot, and they keep ratcheting it up. So first, the guy says, first the guy who's now a reporter, the victim of the alleged rape, writes and says, this alleged rape occurred, and here's the way I was going to kill him, you know, and he details out these ways that this person's going to be murdered. But I've come to Jesus. I'm not going to do it. I've changed my mind. I'm going to write about it instead. And then he's got his friends taking him out. So he's got people who are putting their eyeballs on this guy. So the guy apparently complained. And the reporter says any charges against me are essentially charges of thought crime. I mean, it's just a scenario. I'm just wondering, is it a thought crime only? How this is different from an ordinary surveillance, in that a surveillance happening by a private investigator, I assume, is by a licensed private investigator, a licensed PI, or if a surveillance is happening under the auspices of the police or the feds, then I assume those are authorized, however ridiculous they may be. But in any event, this is a friend staking out who apparently, I'm guessing now, if the guy who was being staked out called in the complaint, then whoever was staking him out took no troubles to have him not know it, to be anonymous about it, or to have it be so low key that you don't know you're being staked out. I don't know. Just a thought. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. And the piece that the reporter wrote for Westward, David Holthaus, it was called Stalking the Boogeyman, Coming to Grips with the Killer Inside Me. And it starts out this way. This time last year, I was plotting to kill a man. I was going to walk up to him, reintroduce myself, and then blow his balls off. I was going to watch him ride like a poison cockroach for a few seconds and then kick him in his stomach and put 3 bullets in the back of his head. This time last year, I had a gun and a silencer and a plan. I had staked out the man's tracked home, the gray two-story one with the maroon trim and the American flag hanging above the doorstep. I had followed him to and from his job. As an engineer, I was confident I would get away with murder because there was nothing in recent history to connect me to him. Homicide investigators look for motive, and mine was buried 25 years in the past. And that's how he starts the piece. 303-382-1150. So the reporter who wrote this piece got himself hauled off to the pokey and is free on bond. You may have some thoughts about this. And lots going on in Washington, lots going on in the election, lots going on that we now have a caretaker government taking temporary authority. All of your suggestions handed over to Osama, handed over to Hollywood, Iraq. The administration didn't consider any of them. They're handing it over to, I don't know who exactly, but it's being handed over, and they're thrilled to get it off their hands. They couldn't wait to get in there, can't wait to get out. The Army, meanwhile, is investigating wider Iraq offenses. Stealing. This is really horrible that stealing is one of the things that is being investigated. That they're investigating reports of assaults and thefts by GIs against Iraqi civilians. Did we ever see ourselves in this way? Weren't we the agents of right? We were going to go in there and liberate them, but instead we're turning into thugs. And Frank Rich, writing in the New York Times. He used to be a columnist, cover Broadway, and now he's a columnist. And he's talking about how, you know, whether you want to talk about Mr. Oxymoron or OxyContin across the way at Walmart, the Republicans came in vowing, and Bush especially, Dickey especially, vowing to introduce a culture of responsibility in America in which each of us understands we are responsible for the decisions we make in life. Well, they don't want to be responsible for anything that went on in these prisons, and Dickey doesn't even want to be responsible for figuring out how to pronounce correctly Abu Ghraib, where a lot of these atrocities have occurred. But to blame what's going on the culture, and that it was the porn that made them do it, is that a very good argument? And that's the argument that Rush Limbaugh has been using. Well, it's no different from porn. It's just a frat boy prank, what happened in the prison. The porn made us do it. Really? 303-382-1150. What is the real pornography here? Was it the Janet Jackson flash at the Super Bowl? Was it what you saw, those staged and non-staged photos? Or is it the pornography, the obscenity of going to a war that we should never have been in the first place, and lots of people dying? Almost 800, I believe, is the latest figure. That Paul Wolfowitz didn't know he was off by several hundred when he testified on Capitol Hill. 303-382-1150. So here we are. It's corrupted us as much as it is corrupt as it has had an effect on them. It has taken our lives. It has stripped us of some idealism, and it's corrupted us in the sense, and here's the headline, the New York Times, Army is investigating reports of assaults and thefts by GIs against Iraqi civilians. They're holding them up. It's being alleged that they're stealing. Isn't that amazing? And then you've got all the stuff going on in the prisons. And then the military completed death certificates for 20 prisoners only after months passed. I mean, it gets grislier and grislier. 303-382-1150. What's going to happen in November is my question. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Ina Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Ina Goldstein. KNRC.
We have to talk.
Small businesses, big businesses. Who's there to help all those business owners? To find the right commercial property? To fight for improvements on tax codes and encourage real estate investment? To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all businesses, big and small. The National Association of Realtors, 1 million members working for you.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil liquid gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil relief.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to participate in the 2004 Miles to Fight Melanoma Summer Solstice Race on Wednesday, June 16th in City Park. This annual benefit raises awareness and funds for the prevention and cure of melanoma, which occurs more frequently in Colorado than in the rest of the country. Run, walk, and enjoy music and refreshments. Call 303-430-2817 for information on the Summer Solstice Race, Wednesday, June 16th in City Park, from AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour with the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 25 points and the NASDAQ off 10. Investors remain worried about instability in Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest oil exporter, following the weekend's terror attack there that killed 22. The price of oil surged to $42.10 a barrel today, the highest level in 21 years of trading in crude oil in the New York Mercantile Exchange. Meantime, the cost of gasoline dropped over the holiday weekend, but don't plan your next vacation on the savings. The AAA says the average price at the pump fell one penny to $2.04 a gallon for self-serve regular. The announcement of job cuts rose slightly last month. That's according to the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. And there was a surprising announcement of a resignation today at Viacom. President and Chief Operating Officer Mel Karmazin is out. He told CNBC he's looking for a CEO position elsewhere. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio, with the Dow down 31.
Now
you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Enid Goldstein will be live from Chicago June 4th and 5th at the National Book Expo, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:25 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we have a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in Washington, and the president had a press conference just a little while ago. And just want to give you a heads up. Joe and I are en route to Chicago for the Book Expo America at McCormick Place. And we will be leaving on Thursday. And we will arrive, so Thursday will be our travel day, and I won't be with you, but I, one of us, you will be in good hands. And we will be doing shows live on Friday from Chicago, if all goes well, and on Saturday, a special Saturday show, noon to 3, a special Saturday edition of Enid Live, broadcast from the Book Expo America. And here are some of the scheduled guests. We have Kathy Lee Gifford. We have Bill Curtis. We have Ambassador Joseph Wilson. We have Dave Barry, who's so funny, and Ridley Pearson, and R.L. Stein, and Graham Stedman, Oprah's boyfriend, and Diane Ackerman, and wow, a lot of people will be joining us, and Bill Clinton will be speaking there. So I don't think that anybody, you won't be able to interview him, I don't think. But if there's any juicy tidbits, any juicy news, you'll hear it from us. So we will be in Chicago broadcasting live, and then later this month we've got some great, great writers coming our way. Edna Buchanan, who is a major crime writer. She used to cover crime for, I think, the Miami Herald. Richard Price, who wrote A Clockwork Orange, is going to be joining us. David Brooks, who's a columnist for the New York Times and wrote Bobos in Paradise. He has a brand new book called Drive on Paradise. And so those are just some of the guests we're trying to get. Larry Flint, we're trying to get all kinds of great guests for you, so just to give you a bit of a heads up as to what's coming up. All right, we're talking about all sorts of things. We're talking about more stories that are beginning to appear in mainstream publications about the voting, about e-voting, about who testing the voting machines. So that story, whether it will make it in time for the election, for anything significant to be done about it, or whether the election can be stolen or not. Gary Trudeau said that this is the most reckless president he can ever remember. That's Jane Pauley's husband, the cartoonist Gary Trudeau, who does Doonesbury. Would you agree? And Selective Service, it's being reported, is eyeing women for the draft. The chief of Selective Service System has proposed registering women for the military draft and requiring that some young Americans regularly inform the government about whether they have training in niche specialties needed in the armed forces. This proposal was presented to senior Pentagon officials just before the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Also seeks to extend the age of draft to 34 years old, up from 25. So they're looking at the possibility of drafting women, registering women for the draft. What do you think about that? 303-382-1150. I would not have liked it, but now it's a whole different ballgame. 303-382-1150. And what if we add to this part of the equation that all kids can, I don't know how we want to structure this. If you don't want to serve in the military, you have to serve your country somehow. We can call it voluntary, and you don't have to do it. But if you don't do it, you'll be called up for the military, maybe, or some kind of a sanction. But everybody has to do some kind of serving their country. I just think that it's such a selfish generation. There's so many selfish generations that are piling on, colliding with each other, one after another, that doing something to make, to improve the country, to hands-on make it better, would be a wonderful thing, I think. I don't know what that entails. Does that entail working in Appalachia, inner cities? Does it entail people who are too spoiled and working with the detritus of the too rich and too spoiled and too negligent in terms of parents? 303-382-1150. But women are being eyed. And last week, remember when we had John Ashcroft, who took a few precious moments away from draping that nude statue of justice, Minnie Lou, that's usually behind him because he doesn't like that those tatas waggling around in the back of his head when he's giving a press conference. Well, here's the story. Remember, there was John Ashcroft, and remember there was Director Mueller of the FBI, and they were talking about terror's going to happen, and it's going to be bad, and we don't know. It's going to be in the summer or in the fall, and they didn't have any kind of very specific information. And then someone said, well, yes, but are you going to raise the color coding? No, we're not going to. You know, after all the scare tactics, which was meant to divert attention from what horrible stuff was going on in Iraq, then they said, no, they weren't going to raise the color coding. Well, at the very same time, practically, that they were having their press conference, you had Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge saying on TV that the information they have did not warrant raising the color-coded alert level to orange from yellow. So he's saying, you know what? Nothing too terrible is happening right now. It's okay. And on the other hand, you had Mueller and Ashcroft hastily doing a dog and pony show in which they were trying to scare us even further, using fear to manipulate us. 303-382-1150. So whose version are we supposed to believe? Mr. Ridge, let's get that plastic sheeting and duct tape in place, his version of it? Or do you want to believe John Ashcroft and Mueller? Meanwhile, everybody said, you know, screw this noise. I guess I'll go and get a third mortgage and try and fill up my gas tank and head out for Memorial Day weekend. That's what I think I'm going to do. And the hell with terrorism and fear. I think that's what people did. And I think you've got a situation where you got a lot of wolf being called. But here's clearly a Washington turf battle that is muddling the nation's terror warning system. And what's really interesting is that this was an administration that was seamless. No cracks in the seam, no cracks in the program. And now they're starting to come apart. They're starting to diss each other. Whatever's going on that's not good, you're starting to get leaks about it in the press. So what's that line, that wonderful cliche? Failure has 1,000 mothers, but success has 1,000 mothers, but failure is an orphan. So as things are coming unraveled in Iraq, and as things are coming unglued in the administration, which is, by the way, now even more negative, heavily negative, setting a record for negativity. And then you've got the issue of Judith Miller, the New York Times writer, whose principal source, it turns out, seems to have been Chalabi. So she was the one writing in the run-up to the war. He would put her in touch with all these fake-o-matics that pretended to be nuclear scientists and have this information, that information, and all these weapons of mass destruction and the rods that were supposed to be used for nuclear reactors and this and that and the other thing, and all of it was bogus. And whatever Jason Blair did in the New York Times writing his bogus stories, people, at least, as far as I know, didn't get killed as a result. But with the New York Times weighing in on weapons of mass destruction in the person of Judith Miller, lives were lost. And I think that the Times has, although it has written about it, its public ombudsman has written about it, so I don't think that that's enough. I think that we really need to look at Judith Miller. I think this is somebody who, if she keeps her job, it shouldn't be without an enormous amount of supervision. 303-382-1150. And she was embedded also. She was one of the embeds. But here it is. For critics of the war, the downfall of the Chalabi occasioned a lot of cheering, a lot of schadenfreude. You know what schadenfreude is? That's when you're happy at someone else's misfortune. It's a great German word. But here you have Judith Miller's series of exclusives about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, courtesy of the now notorious Ahmad Chalabi. Help the New York Times keep up with the competition and the Bush administration bolster the case for war. How the very same talents that caused her to get the story also caused her to get it wrong. 303-382-1150. I don't think she should keep her job. And those of you who talk about the New York Times as the liberal media, you should look at this particular story. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. If you've never called my show before, if you've never called talk show of any kind before, think about doing it. It's a free phone call. You can possibly affect the dialogue. You definitely will be heard. We may or may not agree, but you will have a voice. And you will probably reach more people by calling this show than you will meet in the whole rest of your life. 303-382-1150. Kevin, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid. I just tuned in, so I didn't hear everything you said, but I heard you talking about Judith Miller, and I was curious what you think should be done in her instance.
Well, if you were listening, and why weren't you listening from the top of the show, Kevin?
I got to get in out of the truck. I'm sorry, I work.
Well, that's not a good enough excuse. Judith Miller, I don't know if she should keep her job, and if she does, it should be without a lot of not without a lot of supervision.
Well, I'm glad that you bring this up, because there's a particular journalist that I'm annoyed with in regards to our run up to Iraq and things that happened, and that would be, of course, Robert Novak. And I don't know if I mentioned to you that I believe he was complicit and criminally responsible in the naming of Joseph Wilson's wife. What do you think about that?
Well, but he's their shield laws to protect Novak. I think he was completely irresponsible to do it.
I understand shield laws. I studied journalism myself, and I believe the shield laws are very important.
So what's your point? You think they all ought to be fired?
Well, I think that they should be fired, but I think that, there should be criminal, there should be people held liable for the wrongs that they do. And on another subject, I was wondering if you were going to mention Bush's arrival tonight and the impending protests being organized to greet him, if you were going to let people know when and where that was going on.
What's the information?
Well, I have only sketchy information that he's coming in at 4:55 at Buckley Air Force Base, and the usual place to meet up there is outside the entrance by Exposition, but I'm not exactly sure on the exact location.
So what are you doing? You're protesting?
Well, yeah.
How many people do you think will be there?
I have no idea. Enid, are you going to be there?
No, I'm not going to be there, Kevin.
Well, that's too bad.
I expect that you'll be giving me a report, Kevin.
Well, I might.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome. So much for the information. If anybody knows about the information, let us know. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Enid. Mostly sunny and 71 now. New smog-fighting gasoline is at the pumps in Metro Denver. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic continues to move along in very, very good shape during the lunch hour. Don't have any accidents or stalls or other obstructions to tell you about. Colfax and High on Capitol Hill, an injury accident there. 86th and Federal Boulevard, an apartment on fire. A lot of fire equipment on the scene there. 70th and Sims in Arvada. Watch for the remnants of an injury accident blocking that intersection. Traffic report a service of Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's engineered for cars with more than 75,000 miles, and it protects against oil burn-off better than other leading motor oils. So give your car, Castrol GTX High Mileage helps older cars feel young again.
Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A new blend of gasoline designed to fight air pollution is now at the pumps in Metro Denver. The new gas could cause an increase at the pump, but the EPA says it should go up by only a penny. Refiners, though, are saying it could be closer to a nickel a gallon. This report brought to you by Subway. Lafayette police arrested Jeffrey Gutierrez for investigation of first-degree murder. Police think he was responsible for the death of a woman who was found dead in an apartment on Bacchus Drive. Police found Gutierrez in a car near the apartment with his wrists slit. After being treated at the hospital, he was taken to jail. Judge Terry Ruckriegel has ruled that the woman who has accused Kobe Bryant of rape cannot be referred to as a victim. The judge said, quote, the term victim at trial would be inappropriate under the alleged facts. One legal analyst called the judge's ruling unprecedented. Try one of Subway's four new fresh salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb control dressing. Subway, eat fresh. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1239.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming partly cloudy today. Maybe a slight chance of some thunderstorms. Gusty winds this afternoon, too. Partly cloudy. Chance of some thunderstorms. Gusty winds through the evening. Then becoming mostly clear after midnight. We'll cool to the mid-40s tonight. For tomorrow, partly cloudy. Some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high into the low 80s. Mostly sunny and 71 now. KNRC News Time is 1241. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
On June 19th, Hazel Miller and Lanny Garrett headline the 22nd annual Highland Square Street Fair in the heart of North Denver at Denver's Historic Highlands. It's the best in Denver's local music scene, and best of all, it's free. Join 30,000 of your closest friends and KNRC for the party. Also appearing will be Buckskin Stallion, Laura Newman, Dutch Sarrow, and many more as music fills the street at two stages Saturday, June 19th. Don't miss the fun at Denver's best street fair, filling the street at the intersection of 32nd Avenue and Lowell Boulevard. Food, beer, and cocktails, and dozens of arts and crafts vendors, plus an interactive kid zones for family entertainment. It's all on the street. Come on out this year and see great live music on two large stages and plenty to do in between. It's great fun for the entire family. The Highland Square Street Fair at 32nd and Lowell in historic North Denver happens on June 19th. See you there.
See you there.
Brought to you by Community Banks of Colorado, Chipotle, and AM 1150 KNRC.
As you tune the radio dial or just punch across it, you found all that clutter on the other Denver talk stations. And then there is AM 1150 KNRC. More talk time per hour than the other stations. Without all the interruptions, lock us in on your first preset, AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1243 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about how you get your life decluttered if you had some time off. We're talking over the, you know, Memorial Day weekend. Some people had to work, but a lot of people didn't. It was a great weekend. I open up the Rocky Mountain News today, and I find out that a lot of mayhem was committed over this weekend. So people have 5 extra minutes with each other. They resort to murder and other things. And then you've got the situation where you've got a reporter for Westward who alleges that he was raped when he was a young boy, and he knows who the rapist is, and he contemplated murdering him and decided not to. And then his friend apparently was staking him out. And anyway, the reporter got pinched over the weekend. I think he's out on bail. And so the question is, should you be prosecuted or should you be pinched for what essentially, what the reporter says is the thought crime? On the other hand, you can envision a movie scenario where you're just putting the squeeze on somebody psychologically. You may not intend to harm them, but you want to scare them to death is another point here. Also in Sweden, you've got the emergency condom delivery ambulance, which is coming around, and all these stories about Bill Clinton, because he is going to be the big presence, the big buzz at the National, the Book Expo America, which is at McCormick Place in Chicago. Joe and I, my producer Joe Anderson and I will be there, and we'll be doing a special broadcast, two special broadcasts, both Friday in my usual noon to three slot, and also Saturday, special Saturday broadcast, noon to three. So if you're zooming around, we're going to have all kinds of great guests. We've got Ambassador Joseph Wilson, and we've got Kathy Lee Gifford, and we've got Bill Curtis, and we have Graham Stedman, and we've got all kinds of great people who will be joining us, Dave Barry, and lots of good authors, too, lined up in the coming weeks. 303-382-1150. Dickie's coming to town. Can you wait? Can you stand it? Ed in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid. Love your show.
Thank you.
I get an email from the local Democratic Party that there's going to be a protest, and the place to meet is at the intersection of Exposition and University. That's near the Campus Lounge and the Bonnie Bray Tavern and a few other places. So you're supposed to bring your anti-Bush sign and your peaceful attitude, and that's where the protest is.
All right, now I just got, now here's what I got, something else. George W. Dickie Bush is going to be visiting Colorado, and he's going to attend, he is going to be giving a speech at the Air Force Academy in the Springs. And a lesser known fact is he's going to be here in Denver tomorrow night to attend a fundraiser for his campaign. Is that the same one you're talking about?
At the Phipps Mansion, which is near Belcaro.
3400 Belcaro Drive, it says.
And that's near, and it says, near Exposition and University. They won't.
All right, now here it is. Police are there already setting up barricades, etc.
Right.
You won't be any, get anywhere near him. Instead, you'll be assembling on the public sidewalks, both East Exposition Avenue and University, with signs, informational literature, and basically right. anything we can put together before tomorrow. If you want to join the peaceful protest, come
right.
on down and bring whatever anti-Bush, pro-democratic stuff you have available. We're meeting at 4:30 on the sidewalk in front of Knight Fundamental Academy, a DPS elementary school, and we'll spread out from there to achieve visibility. We plan to be in this area from 4:30 till around 8, so anytime you want to come down would be greatly appreciated. There is some public parking available, it says.
Okay. It's further east than University and Exposition, but not very far. It's about, about four blocks east of that.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to.
Okay. And so
I've
what's
got to go by and get some poster board for signs.
What's your sign going to say, Ed?
If I can make one big enough, I'm going to say Afghanistan equals war on terror. Iraq equals neocon lie.
Neocon lie. I think it should be punchier than that. I think it's something that should get you on the news, Ed. What should Ed say?
Oh, no, I don't want to be on the news.
You don't?
No, I just
what would
just
be a good sign
to be on the news?
All right, I think we have to have a contest. What's a good sign to make for the protest tomorrow?
That's mine.
Okay.
But thanks for
I think he's gone. Thank you, Ed. What would be a good sign for the protest tomorrow if we're going to concoct some signs? If you're going to go over there, and that is that in front of the Knight Fundamental Academy, and it's a peaceful protest, 4:30 tomorrow till 8 o'clock to protest Dickie's appearance. What are some good signs? Like, Dickie has screwed us again? I mean, what are two dicks in the White House? Are two dicks too many? Go back to Texas? I don't know. None of these are very good. I'm not thinking of very good signs, but then this is a day after holiday. If you have some good sign, let us know. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. A new graduate of the University of Illinois has turned up research that she's been looking into it, and she's turned up research that gives us 23 different rationales offered by the Bush administration for going to war. 23 different reasons about why we're going to go to war. So it's either like we had so many reasons we had to go to war, or is it that we concocted none of the reasons were getting traction, so we kept making up more new reasons? What do you think is the answer to that question? Evan, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi,
you're
Evan.
You were asking about signs.
Right.
For the protest. I was just thinking it's a real brief one, but it makes a lot of sense. Operation Iraqi Liberty, as in OIL.
Oh, okay. All right.
That pretty much sums it up.
Well, you got to make it, for that to really work, you've got to make O, I, and L really, really big.
Yeah, very, very obvious.
Very obvious. Otherwise, it sounds like you're agreeing with Bush.
And then just maybe a little picture in the background of an oil well or something.
Did you see the cover? You want to see the cover of the New Yorker magazine? Did you happen to see it? There was an oil well, and spouting out of it was red blood. It's a pretty powerful.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful cover. All right, I thank you, Evan. 303-382-1150. Rex in Longmont. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Enid. Something for those signs?
Yeah, what's a good sign?
Okay, play on the guilt of those extreme right Christians or Catholics or whatever. A vote for Bush is their blood on your hands.
Well, it's got to be short.
Vote for Bush is their blood on your hands. Yeah, that's short.
Okay. All right, it's got to be something that'll so short and so good that'll get you on the news. What is it? What is that sign? What should that sign say?
Voting for Bush gets you, you know, you're partaking in that blood spilling. Something along those lines.
Their blood is on your hands.
Their blood is on your hands for you voting for Bush. You know, I mean, it's just the opposite of that abortion voting thing, you know?
Okay, let's see how people. Thanks, Rex. I appreciate it. 303-382-1150. What should the protest signs say tomorrow? People are massing for a protest. What should they say? People are emailing me with protest signs. I have to go look and see. Chris, calling from Park Hill, first time caller. Welcome. And hi, Chris.
Thank you, Enid. I love your show.
Thank you.
Like father, like son, one term, and you're done.
Oh, that's very good. That will get you on the news, Chris.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. Okay, here's some more. So far, that's our best one. Like father, like son, one term. Ooh, that's good. All right, let's see what some of these. Now, here's somebody who's Bush Cheney, the tunnel. this is from Ken. Bush Cheney, the tunnel at the end of the light. Okay, here's another one. My favorite British sign is one I saw a British protester carrying before the war. Stop mad cowboy disease. Oh, that's good. Let's see if there's another one now. Okay, let's go to the phones. And Van in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150. Hi, Van.
Yeah, real quick, Lick Bush 04.
Lick Bush 04. And then get some mouthwash. Okay, thank you, Van. 303-382-1150. Protest signs that will get you on the news. Really good ones. I like this one. Like father, like son. One term. We like that. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Pep Boys introduces national brand tires. Choose from names like Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and General. And now get Goodyear Wrangler RTS tires for just $69.99 each. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more.
By the way, thanks for helping me move these boxes.
No problem. Glad to help.
Oh.
Hey, go ahead, put another one on there.
Okay, but careful on those stairs. Oh, you can't even see.
Hey, you leave that to me. Just tell me when I'm getting close.
You're close.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare. We fill gaps in care others might miss. No referrals necessary to see a specialist. And when you call, a real nurse is available 24 hours a day. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Are you an advocate for social justice? Boulder County Safe House offers its tri-annual volunteer training, providing a comprehensive overview of violence against women, crisis intervention skills, anti-racism, and anti-oppression training, and information on how to use positive personal action to end the social problem of violence against women. Spring training begins Saturday, June 5th. For more information, call 303-415-3749 or visit www.bouldercountysafehouse.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts.
Where will Enid and Bill Clinton be in June? The National Book Expo in Chicago. Listen for Enid Live June 4th and 5th, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:54 on the Tuesday, post-Memorial Day, edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And since there's going to be peaceful protesting tomorrow because Dickie's coming to town, what should the sign say? Like father, like son, one term. Here's one from Roger. Roger says, Bush lied, GIs died, 303-382-1150. A sign so good and so pithy, and that would be P-I-T-H-Y, that it will get you on the news when the cameras come around, if they bother. Why did, all right, here, see, defeat Bush again. Sign, defeat Bush again. Okay, so this one just, somebody just emailed me, all right. And then I got all these bumper stickers. Let's see what they say. These are all John Kerry for president. Leave no billionaire behind. Here's one that says, bring back Monica Lewinsky. Thanks, Bush. Thanks for not paying attention. Putting the con into conservative, ABB, anyone but Bush, peace, liberty, and prosperity. Four more wars. Instead of 4 more years, 4 more wars. Oh, asses of evil instead of axes of evil. Asses of evil. And then it has a Bush sign. One person, one vote. And then parenthetically, may not apply in certain states. What else? What have we got here? We're gooder, Bush. Oh, I have a whole list of how he's misspeaking. All right, so these are some of the, like father, like son, one term. Friends don't let friends vote Republican. Friends don't let friends vote Republican. Brenda in Denver, first time caller, welcome.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, that made my day. I was thinking, you know those red band signs? We could have a red band sign with Bush in the middle of that, and above that, got brains.
What do you mean a red?
You know those things that say "Do not enter," those kind of things. The red circle with the line through it.
Oh yeah. All right.
So we could have that with Bush in the middle of it, and then above it just says "Got brains."
And then an X through that line through it, like
right. Oh, something along the lines of illiteracy too. You know, support illiteracy. Vote for Bush.
Vote for Bush. Yeah. Okay. That's good. I like your first one better.
I like it. Short and sweet.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Gotta
well,
work.
Maybe somebody will appropriate your idea, though. It's a good idea. Thanks, Brenda.
I hope so.
Thank you. How'd you find us, by the way, Brenda?
You know, I was just going through looking for an alternative than the same old mess, and I just love this station. I listen to it all day long.
Thank you. Well, we are delighted to hear that. Thanks very much.
Bye.
303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Saf in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Hi, Saf.
Hello. Wow, that was pretty fast.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been enjoying your conversation, and you are talking about axes of evil. You know, there's axes of evil for every geometrical or mathematical thing. There has to be some kind of center. So isn't the center is at the Bush itself?
Well, actually, we were talking about axes of evil, but axes of evil will do. It was a play on words. And so Bush would be, mathematically, Bush is at the center, you think, of this axis?
Yes, that's what I say.
Okay.
And the thing is that, you know, it is not only that he's the exception. His father was CIA kind of director. So that does not tell him that, you know, he's an ethical man to begin with. And their father, grandfather, was, a gun runner for Russia.
The grandfather?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
He used to sell guns to Russians?
No, I'm not aware of that. Well, I don't know about Russia, but there was some talk of his involvement in World War II. Prescott Bush, if that's who you're talking about.
Okay, now, I have been watching this one commercial where they are saying a thing about Kerry, that he will cost $100 billion or something first 100 days of his presidency or whatnot. Now, here, my question is, or situation scenario is, I want somebody to explain it to me, that, you know, when Bush came in, we had a surplus and everybody was fighting about how the money should be spent.
And how it got disappeared so quickly? That's the question. Thanks, Seth, for asking. We're out of time in this hour. Where did that surplus go? Where is it? It's like, when Bucky Fuller lost all that weight, he estimated that in the whole lifetime he lost the weight of 7 men. Well, where did it go? 303-382-1150. We will contemplate that and other philosophical issues in 2 hours coming up. Enid live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. He still hasn't been charged criminally, but federal officials say Jose Padilla, an American citizen who's been held for 2 years, was planning to blow up buildings in the U.S. and set off dirty nuclear bombs.
A highly trained Al-Qaeda soldier who had accepted an assignment to kill hundreds of innocent men, women, and children by destroying apartment buildings.
Deputy Attorney General James Comey says Padilla is still designated an enemy combatant and so not eligible for the legal protection given most U.S. citizens. Prosecutors have begun making their case against Scott Peterson, who is accused of murdering his wife Lacey and their unborn child. Some legal experts say the trial won't be the slam dunk California's Attorney General suggested it would be. President Bush signed the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act into law last year, but now a federal judge says that was a mistake. She has decided the act is unconstitutional and infringes on a woman's right to choose. More legal battles expected. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
That's my Jag. A phrase that, thanks to astonishing lease and finance offers, can become quite familiar to you. You can say it while listening to that growling exhaust note. That's my Jag. Or when the valet asks you which car you're driving. That's my Jag. It doesn't matter where you say those three words, really, and that's the beauty of it. Visit your local Jaguar retailer so that you too can say, that's my Jag.
Tonight on Bravo, the boys of summer are back.
This is unbelievable.
On an all-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Show me some Bravo twins.
The Fab Five are in double trouble with twins.
They are wrestling over a frosted cake.
Are these two beyond even Queer Eye help?
Do you pee in your room too? Ew. These are the most revolting people I've ever met.
All-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy Season 2 begins tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on Bravo.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 74 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A grisly discovery in the Cherry Creek Reservoir this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Biggest problem we can find right now is northbound on Havana underneath I-70. Someone has dropped a load of something in traffic there. Denver police are on the scene. Starting to cause you a bit of a slowdown in there. Everything else around town, very, very quiet as we finish up the main part of the lunch hour here. 70th and Sims, watch for an injury accident. Should have that one out of the way here in just the next few minutes. Fast Tracks, yes, with the information. Fast Tracks is the Denver metro area's proposed new mass transit network. Log on to fasttracks.org to get informed, paid for by Fast Tracks, yes. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A kayaker spotted a body floating face down in the Cherry Creek Reservoir about 9:30 this morning. A dive team from South Metro Fire recovered the man's body. The man is in his 40s or 50s, and authorities believe they know his identity. They say they are treating the death as a homicide. This report brought to you by Tyson. Governor Bill Owens has signed a bill that aims to assist autistic children from low-income families. The bill is designed to help with early detection of autism, and one of the co-sponsors, State Senator Ken Gordon of Denver, calls the legislation a money saver.
Children that get early intervention are going to have much reduced costs of long-term care. Some of them will need no long-term care in the future. So it's going to save a lot of money.
Eligible children will receive up to $25,000 a year for care and treatment. The judge in the Kobe Bryant rape case has ruled that prosecutors cannot use the term victim when referring to the woman who has accused Bryant of rape. The judge says using the term victim at trial would be inappropriate under the alleged facts. In sports, the Colorado Rockies send Aaron Cook to the mound tonight for the second game of a three-game series against the Padres in San Diego tonight. Rocks snapped a four-game skid last night as they hammered the Padres 7-1. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon are slow-smoked with natural hickory wood, so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson bacon tonight. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
Mother Nature. La, 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 la. Spring cleaning. Excuse me. She does it according to her own schedule. Let her do her thing while we do ours. Be prepared this spring and summer with the most up-to-date weather watches and warnings, exclusively on AM 1150. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Honey, when are you going to fix that hole in the wall? And what about the basement? You said you'd fix up the basement.
Broadway Construction can assist you with your home projects ranging from drywalling and plaster repair to old home restorations and complete home construction. Broadway Construction also works on commercial construction projects of all sizes. Broadway Construction is a family-owned business, and they approach each project with an understanding of the impact a construction project can have on your life or business. Serving the Front Range from Castle Rock to Boulder, Broadway Construction is committed to traditional business values and operate in the spirit of doing business the right way. Broadway Construction, complete home and commercial construction services. 303-926-4410.
Oh, I love the basement. Thanks for working with Broadway Construction.
When it comes to commercial or home construction projects of all sizes, do it the right way with Broadway.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Another warm-up into the low 80s expected by Thursday and Friday. A mix of sun and clouds for us this afternoon. Just a stray thunderstorm possible into the evening. That'll be the call tomorrow as well. 73 for our high today, 45 for the overnight low, and 74 on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
74 degrees under mostly sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, and we've been talking about a lot of things. First of all, Dickie's coming to town tomorrow. And so the question is, what's a good sign if you're going to gather for the peaceful protest? 303-382-1150. Here's one that I forgot to mention. It takes a village idiot. There's a good sign. And also, there are lots of other things going on as well, and we'll go back to politics and the White House. But insofar as the CU scandal is concerned, there have been stories all over the place. There was a big story in the Los Angeles Times about it and so on. And here you have got a majority on the CU panel wanted someone to get fired. The commission investigating the recruiting scandal did not call for firings, but most of the members argued for the firings. Five of the eight members of the independent commission that investigated CU's football recruiting scandal wanted somebody at CU fired. I thought all of them should have gone. Binney is weak. Hoffman wasn't exercising proper oversight. Tharp couldn't bother to bestir himself to take anything that Binney told him to do seriously. He was operating a fiefdom when he was even there, when he wasn't taking those long luncheons and isolating himself and tending to his liquor business off campus of the number one party school in the country. And Barnett should have been long gone. All of them. Four of them should have been gone. They all keep their jobs. They're all high-fiving each other. And we're the ones getting screwed, and we don't seem to care enough to even... You know, it's not an issue. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. So you've got five of the eight commissioners looking for somebody to take a hit there, and nobody did. Amazing. It's an amazing story, I think. Wayne, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to thank you a while back for having that show with Brian Green. He's a brilliant man, you know, the scientist.
Right. Thank you.
I wanted to counter something I heard a while back, quite a while back. You had a listing of some of the topics to be held at the Republican National Convention. Could we also do a few spoofs on the Democratic National Convention?
What's going to happen at the Democratic Convention?
I had three. Professional Lying, Especially to Federal Judges by William Clinton. A second one was How to Snuff Out Loose-Lipped or Loose-Tongued Women by Ted Kennedy. And How to Disguise Socialism as the Democratic Party, co-hosted by both Al Gore and John Kerry.
Well, how about an administration that lies about the reasons for going to war, that lies about the tax cuts?
You don't have to convince me of those things. I agree with you.
And if you're
that's the reason I vote Libertarian.
Well,
I vote for freedom.
Yeah, and what are you going to do in the presidential election?
I'm going to vote Libertarian.
And what's that mean?
Bednarik just won the Libertarian Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the biggest third party that most people haven't heard of, obviously, including yourself.
No, I've heard of the Libertarians.
Okay. Well,
Wayne, let me just ask you this question, Wayne. Why would you assume that I would never have heard of the Libertarians?
I thought you just said, who's that?
I said, who is the candidate? I asked you who the candidate was.
Oh, okay, Michael Bednarik.
So I hope I hope that your conclusions on other matters are more informative than the one about whether or not I'd ever heard of libertarians.
Yes, I do read and listen a lot. So absolutely, I misheard you.
Okay,
So
what's going to happen here is that your vote is going to carry no weight at all, but at least it won't be a vote for Dickie. That's all I can say.
No,
Wayne.
I think that
you're gonna massage
your
conscience. Yeah.
When you vote for your conscience, it's never a wasted vote. When someone that shares your views pretty much down the line versus, well, it's a lesser of two evils.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You and I both know your candidate doesn't have a chance in hell of winning, right? Would you agree with that?
In this election,
your candidate has
the people that have been voting this way has been increasing over time. It's,
but,
it's a
by
very
the way,
slow revolution here.
You're a first time caller, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, wait.
Thank
you. All right. You don't have a chance to win, but you do have a chance to keep the most dangerous and reckless president we've had in anybody's memory from doing it again to us for four more years. And he won. He didn't really win, but the election was decided on the basis of just a few hundred votes in Florida. What if your vote was one of those critical few hundred that could have made a difference? Will you feel then? Will you have talked yourself into having voted your conscience and that it doesn't have anything to do with you?
I'm not really
in other words, supposing Bush wins by just a few hundred votes and yours could have been won that could have got him out. Will it have been worth it, do you think? To vote your quote your conscience when it's not going to have any effect?
Yes.
It will.
Yes.
So it won't bother you. It won't bother you.
You don't do the thing that is most pragmatic necessarily. You do the right thing.
Well, in general, I would agree with you. But in this race, I would say that unless you're going to make a statement on behalf of libertarians,
I'll make you feel good, Ian. I voted for George Bush in 2000. I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher anymore.
Well, all right. That's part of the way, but I wish you would think about voting for somebody who isn't Bush. Somebody who has an actual chance
really
of becoming
a
president.
There's really not a rear-end difference between the two parties. What's John Kerry going to do that's going to get us out of Iraq?
I think that there is a lot of difference between the two parties, even though there ought to be more difference. Think, first of all, judicial appointments that are going to be with you for decades. Think about judicial appointments, number one. Think about a mentality that's not trying to elevate the most affluent among us at the expense of the middle class. Think about that mentality. Think about a mentality that's actually fought a war and wasn't too happy about doing it, and somebody who has international, has grown up in other countries, and has a better hand, I think, and a better feel for creating some kind of internationalism that will help us with Iraq, which we should have never gone into. Those are some reasons, Wayne, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150, Jeff in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
It's just a coincidence. I was going to call and talk to you about the Libertarian Party as well. And before I ask my question, I would just like to answer a question that you just posed to that caller. And that basically is, I'm concerned with more than just Supreme Court appointees and things of that nature. As a libertarian, I'm concerned with getting rid of the income tax, getting rid of the silly war on drugs, getting government out of education, things of
wait,
that
nature. Wait. Let's just take a couple of those. You're going to get rid of the income tax? And then how will the government run itself, and how will your highways be paid for? How are we going to do that without any income tax, Jeff?
In getting rid of the income tax, you also, from a libertarian perspective, mm-hmm. get rid of lots of government programs, including the...
That's not the question I asked you. The question I asked you is, how are you going to get rid of the... How are you going to run a government? How are you going to pave the roads, municipal power, and so forth? How are you going to do that? Issue driver's licenses and stuff like that. How are you going to do that without an income tax?
The government can pay for itself with the taxes it collects, because under a libertarian regime, there...
What taxes does it collect that you are not going to dispute?
Service tax, sales tax, flat taxes, things of that nature.
So a sales tax, a regressive tax, that's okay with you, but an income tax is not okay with you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Darling, you live in the best country in the world. What is your beef about paying taxes to live here? What is your beef about doing your share to live in this country? Why do you not want to pay your fair share?
I don't want to pay what you consider my fair share for government programs that I think are unconstitutional or absurd or wasteful or do not benefit.
What government programs might those be?
Most government programs.
Well, give me some specifics, Jeff.
Okay.
How old are you? Can I ask?
Sure, 27.
27. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher? What do you teach?
I teach guitar.
You teach guitar?
Yep.
And who do you teach guitar to? In school? A private school or privately do you teach?
If I can say the name, I teach for Swallowhill Music Association.
A what music association?
Swallowhill Music Association. We're the second largest folk school in the country.
Oh, Swallowhill. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. I couldn't hear what you were saying. Your phone is a bit muffled.
Sorry.
Okay, so what taxes, what programs do you think do you like the internet do you like the internet, Jeff?
Sure, I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
You know that was all done with government monies. That was how the internet got sent up, government programs and stuff.
I'll answer your question two ways. Number one, the war on drugs. And number two, this giant...
Well, forget the war on drugs. I'm not in favor of the war on drugs. So let's forget that. But let's talk about some government programs that you don't want to pay your fair share to support.
How about
because you are superior. So let me ask you, what is it that you're doing that will help make this country better other than to say, I'm going to vote libertarian and I'm going to teach guitar? What are you actually doing to move it along in a better direction?
That's, unfortunately, I think that's all I can really do is educate myself and whoever else I can to vote the way I think we should vote.
Well, what does that mean? Do you volunteer? Do you help people who are homeless? Do you help people politically? Do you volunteer politically? I mean, what are you doing?
I donate money politically to the LP, to the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I can't say I do anything. I think my job, teaching music, is helping a lot of people. So.
I'm sure that it is. But I want to. But I'm hearing in you something that tells me that libertarianism gives you a cover for not wanting to pay your fair share and to take your responsibilities as a citizen seriously. And you're not alone. There are a lot of people like that who want a free ride, who want everything great, who want to sit there and bitch about the system, but who don't want to lift a finger to change it or clean it up.
Okay, that's a good point. Can I get to the question I called about?
Sure.
My question was, given that the LP has now nominated their presidential candidate, have you or would you consider having a dialogue with him? He can answer these questions a lot better than I can, and I think it'd be a good dialogue. I think it'd be informative for a lot of your listeners.
In general, I resist having politicians on my show. And okay. The reason I do is maybe a libertarian might be different. It's kind of, I'll have to see about it. I doubt it, but I won't say no for sure. I'd have to see about it, because a libertarian's really got nothing to lose, and he can be like Dennis Kucinich and really be the voice of wisdom if he is, in fact, wise. But in general, politicians are so risk-averse in terms of potentially offending a voter that you can't get them to say anything. It's like trying to interview a celebrity. It's hopeless. You'll never get anything out of them.
But you're right, because the libertarian candidate has nothing to lose. Like you said before, they know they're not going to win this election, so they're just going to lay it on the line. And, you know, KNRC, you guys tout yourself as, you know, telling both sides, hearing both sides. And I just want more people to realize that, hey, there is another side besides both sides. And if people would just educate themselves and do the research, they might be turned on to something besides.
Between you and our last caller, and we try to present all kinds of thinking here. Between you and our last caller, that's two votes. That it might be so close an election that it's only decided by your vote, Jeff. Okay, what would happen?
Okay, well, let me just say one last thing, because I do got to get going. There was an article recently, I read it on the web, I can't remember where, basically saying that the libertarians have become so strong that there's a possibility that they might ruin the election for Bush. In other words, kind of pull a Nader type of thing for the other side.
No, I think that wouldn't ruin it for Bush. I believe it would help Bush. I think it would pull from Kerry more than it would. I don't know. My guess is that it would pull more from Kerry than it would from Bush. But we can throw it out there and see how people respond. Jeff, I thank you for the call. I hope you call us again. 303-32-1150. What do you think if the Libertarian candidate, for Republicans, I don't know, maybe it is a place for Republicans who are so disenchanted with Dickey that they can't bring themselves to vote for him, but they also cannot bring themselves to vote for Kerry. Are they going to find a repository in the Libertarian Party? Or is it just going to, who will it pull away from, is my question. Will it pull more votes from Kerry, or will it pull more votes from Dickey, or will it just nullify the whole deal where just X number of people are simply going to not be voting for any of the mainstream candidates? So now you have an even more shrunken pool of votes that decide who our next president. In the last couple of elections, I think you're looking at less than a third of us, fewer than a third of us vote for president. Maybe it's even in the 20s. Maybe it's fewer than a quarter of us. But it isn't very many who make that decision. And of those who actually vote, the swing part of it is even a tinier percentage, really called this election. And that's where both candidacies are spending a lot of money and time trying to sway that vote. And these are people who are not as interested in politics. I think you can pretty much deduce. 303-382-1150. Gary calling from Castle Rock. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well, Gary.
Hey, got another caller for the Libertarian Party here.
Uh-oh, there are three of you then, huh?
Wow, there's three of us in Colorado. Can you believe it?
Oh, well, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot for your show, actually. But I'm actually calling because I think a couple of your questions, I would say, for one, I think libertarians are more Republican-leaning, and they're probably going to steal from the Republican Party more than the Democrats.
Well, that's what Jeff was trying to say. That's what he thinks will happen.
Yeah, I would say at least 80% would probably come from the Republican side, be my guess on that.
Okay.
You were mentioning something else about, I think, whoever the last caller was, about paying your fair share. And I think you were associating the Libertarian Party with having a free ride, and I don't understand that at all.
Well, he said no income taxes, and so I said, how's the government going to run? I said, you have to pay your fair share.
Then you asked, how are you going to pave roads? Well, roads right now are all paved and made by gasoline tax.
Well, that's a tax, isn't it?
Well, that's not the income tax.
Right.
But he said he wanted to get rid of the income tax.
So what are you going to do for defense spending if you don't have an income tax? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for? Are you going to keep the Social Security tax?
No, I think we need to.
Want to get rid of that too?
Get rid of the Social Security.
Yeah,
tax.
And what are you? How are you going to defend in a time of terrorism? Tell me, Gary. If you get rid of the income tax, what are you going to do about defending the country?
Okay, so you want a 1% tax just to defend the country? Okay, we'll do that. So what about the other 38% that? You know, the top 5% of the income earners, the people that actually do something in this country, have to pay. How is that?
No, the top 5%. I want to tell you something, and I want to share this with you because this is. I want to clear something up. What you've got here is the most massive shift of of wealth redistribution that has gone on, and it's gone on under everybody's nose, and they don't realize it's happened. And what has happened is the large-scale transfer of income from the middle class to the very affluent. And that is happening as a result of these huge... Well, I'm going to... If you're going to... I want you to listen to the Paul Krugman's today in the New York Times, and I'm going to share that story with you. And that's how you're going to find out, because what is...
Paul Krugman, the economist. Right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Gary, an economist at Princeton on the shortlist for the Nobel Prize. On the shortlist for the Nobel Prize, Gary. That Paul Krugman. It would do you well to read his column today. 303-382-1150. Dave in Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Hi, yeah, I just want to throw in my two cents. I used to be a libertarian, and now I'm an independent, and I've always voted Democrat, which is kind of weird. But the thing that turned me off really, or started to make me think about libertarians is, well, I thought, you know, there will be no antitrust laws. There would be complete, I guess, unfettered capitalism, and which would mean that everything would end up in the control of a very few rich people.
Well, it's already happening. And I'm going to ask you again, who are you going to vote for president?
Well, I'll be voting for Kerry. You know, I believe in justice, and libertarians, you know, they believe in justice, but when it comes to the fiscal policies, I think it would ruin the nation.
All right, Dave, I thank you for the call. All right, I've got to share what Paul Krugman has to say, and we'll do that as we continue, but it's pretty, pretty impressive today if you haven't seen his column. Again, economist, teaches at Princeton, columnist for the New York Times, so some of you are just going to poo-poo it. You don't want to hear what he has to say, but he's got impeccable credentials, knows more about economics than you or I do. 303-32-1150.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Runner's Roost is the expert on Colorado runners' needs. They're one step ahead of the competition. Colorado's oldest and most complete running store, Runner's Roost staff shares your love of running. Questions? Runner's Roost experts will answer your questions. They'll confident you're getting the best advice, running shoes, and accessories at Runner's Roost. Quality products, competitive prices on all major brands with a full range of shoe sizes. Selection doesn't stop there. Runner's Roost has a complete line of men's and women's accessories. Ask how to get your free computerized video gate analysis and current information on Colorado running events. And now, pick up your entry packet at Runner's Roost for the U.S. Colorado Half Marathon June 6th. Three locations to serve you. Parker Road and Arapahoe Road, Colorado Boulevard and I-25, and County Line at University. Conversations with the experts, huge selection, competitive prices, all available at Runner's Roost. One step ahead of the competition.
KNRC presents Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater Saturday, June 12th.
I will give George Bush credit for this. He is working a lot harder than he thought he'd have to.
For tickets, visit HOB.com.
You know what? You got to get over that. Al Gore lost that election all by himself by maintaining his pledge to end charisma as we know it.
Or call 303-830-8497.
Seriously, the Republicans did not steal that election. It did fall off a truck.
Bill Maher at the Paramount, June 12th. Brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. The stock market's been lower and a bit choppy on the first trading day of June, with about 40 minutes of trading left this Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points at 10,152. The NASDAQ is down 8 points at 1978. As expected, the price of crude oil went higher today following the terrorist attacks over the weekend in Saudi Arabia. Crude futures in New York hit a record high of $42 a barrel before pulling back slightly at the close today. OPEC producers, as you know, will meet on Thursday in Beirut to discuss a production increase. They're expecting an increase of maybe as much as 2.5 million barrels a day to try and bring that price lower. Elsewhere, Viacom has been lower today following the surprise resignation of their president, Mel Karmazin, stepping down after years of tension with CEO Sumner Redstone. That set off an interesting chain of events today. The talk was maybe he'd go to Disney. Disney announced they are very happy with their senior management today. The Dow down 35 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
For political junkies like us, Decision 2004 is the Super Bowl. AM 1150 KNRC is going to be your best source of coverage of John Kerry versus George Bush. No one else can do a better job. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
My exit strategy is based on a true international cooperation that the president has never really embraced. He's trying to sort of use the UN through the back door today without shifting responsibilities.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
That was John Kerry. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. The time is 1:30 on a glorious day. It's a beautiful day. Too bad we don't have another holiday to attach to it. Oh, I just want to let you know I'm going to be coming back from Chicago in time to introduce Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater. He's going to be appearing June the 12th, Saturday night. And I think that tickets are still available. And with some luck, we might even have a few to give away. Joe and I are going on Thursday. That will be our travel day. Billy Thorpe is going to fill in for me, so you heard him yesterday, and thank you, Bill, for doing a wonderful job. He'll be filling in for me on Thursday, and we're going to be in Chicago broadcasting live from the Book Expo America at McCormick Place, and of course, the big buzz on the whole thing is that Bill Clinton is going to be speaking because it's a way of officially launching his memoirs, which I think go on sale the end of June, so lots of buzz, and this is live from McCormick Place, so we will be broadcasting Friday. And a special show on Saturday as well, noon to 3, so two special shows coming from Chicago. And we have a ton of authors, and I kind of mangled the name of David Brooks's new book. It's called On Paradise Drive. He had written a wonderful book, and he's a conservative that I liked a lot, called Bobos in Paradise. So he's going to be joining us not at the Book Expo, but later on this month, Edna Buchanan, who is a fabled, storied crime writer, used to cover crime for the Miami Herald and now has become a really successful novelist. Richard Price, whose new book is called Samaritan. Richard Price wrote Sea of Love. He wrote Clockwork Orange. He wrote a lot of things that you have read and seen as films. So he'll be joining us later this month. And scheduled guests in Chicago include Bill Curtis, Ambassador Joseph Wilson, whose wife was outed by Novak, the columnist, Dave Barry, Ridley Pearson, Graham Stedman, Kathy Lee Gifford, and a cast of thousands. So it should be kind of fun. We hope everything works the way it's supposed to. We'll see. It's kind of an adventure for all of us, but that's the plan for the moment. I promised you Paul Krugman's column today in the New York Times. Again, he's an economist, teaches at Princeton, shortlisted for the Nobel Prize, and here he is saying that last week the Washington Post got hold of an Office of Management and Budget memo that directed federal agencies to prepare for post-election cuts in programs that George Bush had been touting on the campaign trail. So he'd been touting this, like, No Child Left Behind and all these other things. And in fact, the money's going to be cut from these programs. So here were some of them. These include nutrition for women, infants and children, Head Start, and Homeland Security. The numbers match those on a computer printout leaked earlier this year, one that administration officials claimed did not reflect policy, but in fact was the truth. So again, he's lying. He's saying, oh, we're going to have money for women and children and babies, and we're going to have money for Head Start, and in fact, there are big budget cuts for all of those. Beyond the routine mendacity, which means lying, the case of the leaked memo points us to a larger truth. Whatever they may say in public, administration officials know that sustaining Bush's tax cuts will require large cuts in popular government programs. And for the vast majority of Americans, the losses from these cuts will outweigh any gains from lower taxes. It has long been clear that the Bush administration's claim that it can simultaneously pursue war, large tax cuts, and a, quote, compassionate agenda doesn't add up. Now we have direct confirmation that the White House is engaged in bait and switch, that it intends to pursue a not at all compassionate agenda after this year's election. That agenda is to impose do-nabor economics. Do-nabor, D-O-O-H-N-I-B-O-R. That is Robin Hood spelled backwards, not taking from the rich to give to the poor, but taking from the poor to give to the rich. The end result of a current policy will be a large-scale transfer of income. Now listen to this. A large-scale transfer of income from the middle class to the very affluent, in which about 80% of the population will lose, and the bulk of the gains will go to people with incomes of more than $200,000 per year. So let me give you that again. This is Robin Hood spelled backwards. He's calling it do-nabor economics. And the end result of the Bush administration's current policies is going to be a large-scale transfer of income from the middle class to the very affluent, in which about 80% of the population will lose, and the bulk of the gains will go to people with incomes of more than $200,000 a year. Krugman goes on to say, I can't back that assertion with official numbers because under Mr. Bush, the Treasury Department has stopped releasing information on the distribution of tax cuts by income level. And we think we know why. This year, the average tax reduction per family due to Bush-era cuts was about $1,400. But this average reflects huge cuts for a few affluent families, with most families receiving much less, which helps explain why most people, according to polls, don't believe their taxes have been cut at all. In fact, the 257,000 taxpayers with incomes of more than $1 million received a bigger combined tax cut than the 85 million taxpayers who make up the bottom 60% of the population. Still, won't most families gain something? Krugman says no, because the tax cuts must eventually be offset with spending cuts. And they're not cutting the spending. They're just cutting the tax. We're fighting a big war. They're not, you know. For most families, the losses from these cuts will far outweigh any gain from lower taxes. He says, my back-of-the-envelope calculation suggests that 80% of all families will end up worse off. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities will soon come out with a more careful, detailed analysis that arrives at a similar conclusion. And the only really big beneficiaries will be the wealthiest few percent of the population. Does Mr. Bush understand that the end result of his politics and his policies will be to make most Americans worse off while enriching the already affluent? Who knows? But the ideologues and political operatives behind his agenda know exactly what they're doing. So this is a net-net of what is going on. He's asking, does Bush understand, well, Dickey doesn't understand that much, but that his policies are not going to make us better off. They are going to make most Americans worse off and enrich the already affluent. Is that the kind of a society, a democracy, that you had in mind? 303-382-1150. And if you disagree with this, I'd especially like to hear from you. This is an administration that has lied in every single way. This is an administration that said it was going to insist on accountability. And the minute you hold them accountable, they tell you that the dog ate their homework. They tell you that the reason for the excesses and abuses at prisons in Iraq are because porn made everybody do it. 303-382-1150, or that there were a few ill-trained people. Like, where do you get training in torture would be my question. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny and 74 now. A man's body was found floating in the Cherry Creek Reservoir this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still a pretty quiet drive on the freeway system this afternoon. No accidents, certainly no stalls to get in your way.
Couple of problems off the freeways. One just coming in from Evans and Washington. That's a minor accident. Another one downtown at 21st and Stout. And Denver police cleaning up on a couple of other collisions. Broadway and Ohio would be one. Northbound Calumet approaching 2nd Avenue would be the other. And watch for a stalled motorist in traffic southbound Wadsworth Highway 285. Could cause you some problems in there. Napa with the information. With Father's Day just around the corner, come to Napa and get Dad the perfect gift. The 71-piece Gear Ratchet Professional tool set, that is, right now only $49.99 at Napa. Get the good stuff. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The body of a man was found floating face down in Cherry Creek Reservoir this morning. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating the man's death as a homicide. The man, whose body was apparently in the water for quite some time, is said to be between his 40s and 50s. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. The woman who has accused Kobe Bryant of raping her nearly a year ago cannot be referred to in court as a victim. Judge Terry Ruckriegel made the ruling, saying that it would be inappropriate to call her a victim under the alleged facts. Bryant's attorneys have argued that the use of the term would jeopardize Bryant's right to a fair trial. Some new smog-fighting gasoline is now at pumps around Metro Denver. The EPA says it should increase the price at the pump by only a cent, but refiners are saying the increase could be closer to 5 cents a gallon. The new blend is designed to cut back on the chemicals that increase the amount of smog. Get to the Memorial Day blowout at Pep Boys. Don't miss great savings like the cool new APC 43cc mini sports bike for an unbelievable $3.99. Only at Pep Boys. Parts, service, and so much more. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:39.
No extra charges for roaming.
Press star, press the pound key.
When you listen to us online. Wherever you are, so are we. Hear both sides talk at KNRCRadio.com. KNRCRadio.com.
Thank you.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, so it should come as no surprise that if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy, and that's no easy load. Good thing you can lighten it a little at Sam's Club. Sam Walton created Sam's Club to give small business owners the purchasing power of big businesses. So no matter what kind of small business you own, when you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on items you need every day. And to save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Convenient services to help you order ahead for fast pickup. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up the next morning. Now that's teamwork. And we're proud to be a small part of your team. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. A slight chance of some thunderstorms. We'll probably have some gusty winds through the afternoon, too. That'll continue through this evening. By midnight, we should start to see some clear skies. The overnight temperature down to the mid-40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, some isolated afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the low 80s. Right now, mostly sunny and 74. KNRC News Time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Have a financial question? Email us, Integra@knrcradio.com, and Willis Ashby will respond. Integra@knrcradio.com. Listen to Willis Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55, exclusively with Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening. NBC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:43 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, and I've gotten a bunch of calls from you about information on how to protest President Bush's visit tomorrow. So let me give it to you again. This is, comes from the Democrats who emailed me, so I'm assuming this is correct, from the Denver Democrats. Tomorrow, today. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep thinking that today is tomorrow. Today. This is today. Not tomorrow. This came, must have come yesterday. Tuesday, June 1. But Dickey's visiting Colorado. Is it today or is it tomorrow? I guess it's today, right? Is it today? Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. I really got that screwed up because I keep thinking this is Monday, even though I say it's Tuesday. To me, it feels like Monday. All right. Today, Dickey is going to be visiting Colorado. He's giving a speech at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He's also going to be here in Denver tomorrow. It's not clear whether they mean tomorrow night or tonight. Tonight, okay, because all of this says tomorrow, but she sent it on June 1. She must have sent it at midnight, right after midnight, and so she's saying tomorrow, but it's tonight. So this is a very unclear, this is a terrible memo. Pat Noonan, you better do better than this next time, huh? Okay, here it is. It's going to be tonight at 3400 Belcaro Drive at the Phipps Mansion Tennis Pavilion. Police are there already. They're setting up barricades and so forth. We're going to be assembling, she says, on the public sidewalks of both East Exposition Avenue and University with signs, informational literature, and basically anything we can put together. If you want to join the peaceful protest, come on down and bring whatever anti-Bush, pro-Democrat stuff you have available. We'll be meeting at 4:30 on the sidewalk. It's going to go from 4:30 to 8 p.m. 4:30 on the sidewalk in front of Knight Fundamental Academy, a DPS elementary school, and we'll spread out from there to achieve high visibility during rush hour. We plan to be in this area from 4:30 until 8 p.m., so anytime you could come down would be greatly appreciated. If you can't make it or choose not to but support the protest, please help out by spreading the word to anyone that you know who might want to join in. We have an opportunity here to stage a protest against our appointed president, and that president's in quotes, and I'd like to think that with enough dedicated people combining their efforts, we can make a statement that will be hard to ignore. So people have been making signs, and I've been getting a lot of emails from some of you, and here's one from Leslie in Boulder, and she said you were talking about protest signs for Dickey's visit. I've seen a few bumper stickers, she said, that were so funny I nearly wrecked my car. Somewhere, here's one, somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. She says, Leslie goes on to say, we're in a lot of trouble when our bombs are smarter than our president. 303-382-1150, and on this Memorial Day, one of the ways that the president has said thank you to vets is to cut spending on behalf of vets. The administration has announced new plans to slash veterans' health care funding if it returns to power in 2005. Late last week, the administration released a memo detailing a plan to cut $1 billion from the Veterans Administration in the first budget of its second term. That would cut would come even after the White House has tried to close vets' hospitals throughout the country and has proposed veteran health care budgets that have been criticized by veteran groups and the president's own Veteran Affairs Secretary. It comes after the president decided to cut off 164,000 vets from their existing prescription drug coverage and threatened to veto any bill that would allow vets to receive both the military pension they were promised and any disability pension to which they are entitled. Now, this is a guy who wants to give tax cuts to the very rich. And here are the people who are fighting on our behalf. And there was a story, I think, in the Los Angeles Times where a mother got the dreaded phone call or the dreaded knock on the door. And the insurance she gets for her lost son in battle in Iraq is in the neighborhood of $250,000. Does that begin to cover it, do you think? 303-382-1150, $250,000. And here's Dickey, and Dickey wants to cut $1 billion from the Veterans Administration, as it is their problem with the veterans' hospitals. Rob, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, I don't listen to you often, but I think it's very hypocritical of you to make fun of the president when he mispronounces a word or has a slight stutter over something, and when you can't even pronounce the bishop's last name. Come on.
What is the bishop's last name, Rob?
You know it, and I know
can
it.
You pre- what's the, no, Rob, tell me what's the bishop, tell me what the bishop's last name is,
yeah,
Rob.
Well, let's hear you say it again. Let's hear you butcher it, okay?
It's Bishop Shampoo. Thank you, Rob. 303-382-1150. Shampoo. Oh, it's Pepe Le Pew. No, it's Shampoo. It's Chaput. It's 303-382-1150. And if you wore a sash saying that you supported gay rights, you weren't allowed to have communion, by the way. This was, I think this was in Chicago. 303-382-1150. Well, he's referring to that piece in Westward. You got a columnist in Westward. Well, when they're not threatening to murder people, they're locking themselves into rooms and listening to radio. A guy's got a week to do a column of a few hundred words, and the best he can come up with is I put the wrong emphasis on Shampoo's name, so or Shampoo's name, or Pepe Le Pew's name. So that was it. I got dinged for that and called uninformed and stupid and too dumb to breathe, and I don't know, 10 other things. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. More posters. Skull and Bones. 808 GIs dead, 4,000 wounded. Republican budget. Spend, 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 don't tax. Republican employment. McDonald's ain't bad. Divider, not united. You're not a uniter. So this is our. These are the posters that people are going to. These are poster ideas that people have had for the peaceful protest for Dickey today. So I would love to have a report, any of you who are there, what some of these good posters said. And also over Memorial Day, the last widow of a Civil War veteran died on Memorial Day, 97 years old. She died in a nursing home. She died nearly 140 years after the Civil War ended. How she came to marry a man who was very old is that she was, I don't know, she had a child. And where the husband was, or if there ever was a husband, we don't know. But she and her father and the child lived down the road from this old Civil War veteran, and he had a pension. And it was going to benefit both of them. So she married him, and she had a son with him about 10 months later. And then when he died, she married, I think she married his son, actually. Something like that. It was a little complicated, but I think that's what happened. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to... So here you got a columnist at Westward, one who wasn't threatening to murder somebody, apparently. And he's got a week to come up with a column. A few hundred words. I don't know. I think he could do better than that. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Pep Boys introduces national brand tires. Choose from names like Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and General. And now get Goodyear Wrangler RTS tires for just $69.99 each. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more.
There are countless reasons to love a Jaguar.
The machine of a dream.
And now, thanks to astonishing lease and finance offers, you can enjoy that reason which is most satisfying. The ability to look every envious driver in the eye and say, "That's my Jag." Visit your local Jaguar retailer so that you too can say, "That's my Jag."
Have you ever been waiting in line at the bank and you're balancing your checkbook and then an extremely large meteor falls out of the sky and pretty much creams you? Well, that's no picnic, but that's sort of what a migraine feels like.
Not many things knock you out like a migraine, but you can knock out a migraine with Ralpax. Ralpax Alitriptan Hydrobromide relieves migraine pain and symptoms such as nausea and sensitivity to light and sound. For some people, it starts to work in 30 minutes. Ask your doctor. Call 1-866-3-RALPAX or go to RELPAX.com. Ralpax. Don't let a migraine keep you down. Only your doctor can decide if Ralpax is right for you. If you have certain types of heart disease, a history of stroke, TIA, or uncontrolled blood pressure, you should not take Ralpax. Very rarely certain people, even some without heart disease, have had serious heart-related problems. Talk to your doctor if you have risk factors for heart disease, such as smoking, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or if you're pregnant or nursing. Certain medicines that are potent CYP3A4 inhibitors should not be taken with Ralpax, so talk to your doctor if you're taking other medicines. See our ad in Fitness Magazine.
Hi, this is Tim Brown, CEO of NRC Broadcasting, inviting you to join me and AM 1150 KNRC for the inaugural U.S. Half Marathon Sunday, June 6th at Cherry Creek Reservoir. It's a benefit for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Registration is available online at www.rundenver.com. Don't miss this opportunity to be a part of history. Please join me in running Mile High's first U.S. Half Marathon on Sunday, June 6th in the beautiful surroundings of Cherry Creek State Park. AM 1150 KNRC is proud to be a charter sponsor of the U.S. Half Marathon Denver. See you at Cherry Creek on Sunday the 6th.
Jimmy, Enid, and Doug make sense out of the issues affecting Colorado and the world.
Tell this to everybody wherever they are.
Weekdays, hear Colorado Talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Hallett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
153 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I just got an email from Pat Noonan from the Democrats who did that email with the wrong misleading date on it. And she says, I'm sorry about the confusion on the email. The protest this day, she was listening. I received the email from the Denver Dems this morning and sent it out to Arapahoe County Democrats and... she said, I forwarded to you but forgot to note the date change. I couldn't believe you read it on the air. Thanks for reading the email. Again, sorry about it. And she said, if you want some great anti-Bush slogans, try seeyageorge.com. My favorite is an end of an error. 303-382-1150. Susie in Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi.
Hi, Susie.
I just wanted to mention, it seems like everybody's thinking that Kerry doesn't have a lot of good qualities. And one of the first things is when he had the nerve to come up and say what was going on in Nam and didn't say, oh, everybody else was doing it. He took responsibility right down the line and had the nerve to go up there and blow the whistle.
Well, he also had the nerve to sign up for Nam, which is more than you can say for the Chicken Hawks running the White House.
That's true.
They were too busy. They were too busy even to make it to the National Guard.
Right. Right. And then all of these times they're saying, oh, well, he votes on it and then he votes against it. Well, it's because they slap a bunch of junk on there that he can't vote for. And he's got the gumption to say, no, I can't vote for this. I think he would be the best thing that's happened to this country in a long, long time.
I think
he's got integrity that needs to be out there.
I think he cannot be any worse than what we have now. And there's every chance that he could be quite a lot better. And I thank you, Susie. 303-382-1150. I've got this whole list of best of W speak. Top 10. Number 10. At this Thursday, ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport. This is from W. Number 9. Laura and I will thank them from the bottom of my heart. Number 8. When you have your own money, it means you've got more money to spend. Number 7. The benefits of helping somebody is beneficial. Number 6, we're in for a long struggle, and I think Texans understand that, and so do Americans. Number 5, sometimes when I sleep at night, I think of hop on pop. I don't know what that means. Number 4, I promise you, I will listen to what has been said here, even though I wasn't here. Number 3, and one of the things we've got to make sure that we do is anything. And number 2, we're making the right decisions to bring the solution to an end. And number 1, border relations between Canada and Mexico have never been better. 303-382-1150. Tony in Thornton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I've called you before, and you know, you had just mentioned that President Bush is going to cut some veteran spending for care for veterans. Is that true?
Yes, that's what I'm told.
Okay.
That's what's being reported. Why? What's your point? Tell me what your point is.
Well, my point is I'm a Vietnam veteran that is suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I cannot see a VA doctor. They've been having me on hold for a long time, and now that you're mentioning this, I'm wondering, are they just going to kind of brush me aside and say, forget about it? And not just for me. I'm talking about all the soldiers right now, especially right now, that are fighting and going through traumatic experiences that nobody can really...
Why won't they see you? Don't you qualify for treatment?
I qualify, but they have me on a waiting list.
So there's not enough money, there's not enough resources?
Well, I think so, and I think now that you're mentioning this, now I haven't read I haven't read this, and I'm sure it hasn't been passed.
No, it hasn't been. It's if Bush gets elected again. So I hope you're registered to vote. Are you registered to vote, Tony?
I am registered to vote. I'm a Democrat.
All right, so now you know what you got to do in terms of the vote.
Well, yes, I do.
All right.
And I do. And one more point before I leave.
Quickly. We're just about out of time.
Okay, our president is so fond of our troops, and then all of a sudden he wants to disregard them after they do their dirty work.
Well, that's it. That's it exactly. And I thank you for the call, and we wish you all the best, Tony. Call us again. 303-382-1150. Marie in Lyons. Hi, you're live with Enid. First-time caller. Welcome.
Hi. I was listening just a couple minutes ago and heard a caller say that one of Kerry's really positive points was that he did have the nerve to take responsibility in the 70s and come out in front and admit the not so good things that had happened in the Vietnam War that he was responsible for. However, it's my understanding that that was all untrue, what he said in front of those commissions, and that he has pretty much taken it back.
No, that's not my understanding of it. He was not necessarily what he was responsible for, but atrocities that he saw going on.
Right.
And I haven't heard that he's taken it back. He might have modified it a little bit, but I haven't heard that he took it back.
He kind of modified it by saying, well, I might have overspoken a little bit there. You know,
Well, he was in his 20s, and he had just witnessed a lot of stuff, and he fought very bravely. Are you not going to vote for him?
I'm having a hard time trying to put together the other things. There were like...
Are you going to vote for Bush?
That's a problem, too.
Don't vote for Bush. Let it unfold. We don't want to push you anywhere yet. But Marie, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. I thank you for the call. To one more hour of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. A legal setback for the Bush administration. A federal judge in San Francisco says the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act is unconstitutional because he says it infringes on a woman's right to choose. President Bush signed the measure into law last year. More legal fights expected on that. Mr. Bush says he's happy Iraq now has a new government in place, and he's ready to work with the leaders to help their country. Some Iraqis say the government officials are puppets of the United States, but President Bush says he didn't choose them.
I had no role. I mean, occasionally somebody said, this person may be interested or that, but I had no role in picking. Zero.
Mr. Bush says Iraqis are now responsible for their own government, the official handover of power set for June 30th. Sounds like the Summer Olympic Games may not be quite as popular as organizers had hoped, at least insofar as ticket sales go. So far, I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
There are countless reasons to love a Jaguar.
The machine of a dream.
And now, thanks to astonishing lease and finance offers, you can enjoy that reason which is most satisfying. The ability to look every envious driver in the eye and say, that's my Jag. Visit your local Jaguar retailer so that you too can say, that's my Jag.
Tonight on Bravo, the boys of summer are back.
This is unbelievable.
On an all-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Show me some Bravo, twins.
The Fab Five are in double trouble with twins.
They are wrestling over a frosted cake.
Are these two beyond even Queer Eye help?
Do you pee in your room, too? Ew. These are the most revolting people I've ever met.
All-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy Season 2 begins tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on Bravo.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 74 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A kayaker found a body floating in the Cherry Creek Reservoir this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
pretty quiet driver on the freeway system right now. A little bit of congestion, though, southbound I-25 between Colorado Boulevard and, well, let's make that University and Colorado Boulevard. And that is because of perhaps an earlier stall on traffic. Nothing in the lanes. Now, going to take a few extra minutes for that to sort itself out. Evans and Washington, an accident. 21st and Stout Streets downtown, also an accident. And those should be out of the way in just a few minutes. Verizon Wireless with the information. Now use your Verizon Wireless to download Alejandro Sanz's pictures and ringtones from his latest album, No Es Lo Mismo. To get Verizon Wireless service, call 1-800-256-4646. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The South Metro Fire Department recovered a body found floating face down in the Cherry Creek Reservoir this morning. Arapahoe County Sheriff's Captain Bruce Muma says that his deputies are canvassing the area.
We have numerous patrol cars around the area right now looking for abandoned vehicles, trying to place people in the park right now with the cars that are here.
The sheriff's office is treating the man's death as a homicide. This report brought to you by Post News Marketplace. Prosecutors won't be able to refer to the woman who says Kobe Bryant raped her as a victim. Judge Terry Ruckriegel issued that ruling saying, quote, the term victim at trial would be inappropriate under the alleged facts. One legal analyst says the ruling is unprecedented. A new blend of gas could cost you more when you fill up. The new gasoline is designed to cut back on air pollution by cutting back on volatile organic compounds. The Environmental Protection Agency says the new gas should only cost a penny more a gallon, but refiners are saying it'll probably be more like a nickel. In sports, the Colorado Rockies will try to get another win under their belts tonight as they play the second of three games against the Padres in San Diego. Aaron Cook climbs the hill for the Rocks, who beat the Padres 7-1 in the series opener last night. Right now, you can get an auto-classified ad in Post News Marketplace for as low as $39. That's right, $39. Call 825-2525. Private party only. Restrictions apply. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Need a break from all the breaks on the other talk stations?
Listen.
Hear better talk and more of it.
Talk, speak, conversation.
On AM 1150, KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We do have a slight chance of maybe a stray thunderstorm. That'll be possible through this evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high of 73, fair tonight with a low of 45, and then sunny both tomorrow and Thursday with highs in the mid-70s, low 80s, and thunderstorms back in the forecast with low 80s on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
74 with mostly sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 2:05. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:05, 5 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the last hour of the Tuesday. What day is this? Monday, Wednesday, Friday show. It's the Tuesday edition. Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. But you know what? I'm thrown off by the holiday. It actually feels like Monday to me, so I'm kind of off. And I will be even more off. Joe and I are going to Joe Anderson, producer of Enid Live, and I are off to Chicago on Thursday. We're going to be broadcasting live from Book Expo America at McCormick Place in Chicago, and Bill Clinton will be speaking, and it's the buzz because he is keynoting the conference. He makes his first official stop on what his literary representative has billed the mother and father of all rollouts. His memoir, My Life, is scheduled for release on June 22, a first printing, an initial run of a 1.5 million. His keynote speech at Book Expo is the convention's biggest event in recent memory, and I mean everybody is there. You're going to have all kinds of movie stars there because they all have books coming out. We have a ton of people booked. We have Graham Stedman and Ambassador Joseph Wilson and Kathy Lee Gifford and Bill Curtis and, you know, a whole long list of people who will be joining us. And we're going to do a special show, not only Friday live from Chicago, noon to 3, but also Saturday, noon to 3. And Bill Thorpe will be in for me on Thursday. We'll be traveling on Thursday. Clinton speaks Thursday night. I don't know that he's talking to the press. We're hearing that he's not going to. Because if I could get him on, I would have him on in a second. I have actually interviewed him. And the interview I did with Bill Clinton was picked up by the Associated Press. It made news, actually. It made breaking news in California. and around the country too, I think. So I've never, but I've never met him. He was in Air Force One at the time, and I was in the studio. So that's what's coming up, and I'll come back in time to introduce Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater, and that's June 12. I think tickets are still available. That should be a wonderful evening. I'm looking forward to it. And then Joe and I go on to Aspen for the 22nd annual Food and Wine Classic. So that ought to be a lot of fun, too, and that's a few days. That's like, I don't know, 16th, 17th, 18th. We're doing a lot of shows live from remote locations now, so that's what's coming up, and we have lots of guests, great guests booked for the month of June later this month. And Edna Buchanan, who is the fabled crime writer and was a reporter for the Miami Herald. She has a brand new book called Cold Case Squad, and she is now a novelist. Richard Price, Sea of Love, Clockwork Orange, and a lot of hot top books, some of them very difficult. He's got a new one out, Samaritan. He'll be live with us. David Brooks, columnist for the New York Times, who had a bestseller with Bobos in Paradise. He's a conservative, but he has a great sociological eye, and I thought he'd be great to have on, and his new book is On Paradise Drive. And Lisa Scottolini has got a brand new blockbuster called Killer Smile. So these are all top authors, and they will be joining us throughout the month here in Denver. 303-382-1150. We've been talking a lot about the administration, the protest that's planned for tonight at 4:30 to 8. I'll give you more information on that. But before we continue further, a federal judge today in San Francisco declared the partial birth abortion ban unconstitutional. Get out your champagne and drink up. She says the measure infringes on a woman's right to choose. The ruling applies to the nation's 900 or so Planned Parenthood clinics and their doctors, who perform roughly half of all abortions in the U.S. U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton's ruling came in one of three lawsuits challenging the legislation Dickey signed last year. The act poses an undue burden on a woman's right to choose an abortion, she wrote. Federal judges in New York and Nebraska also heard challenges to the law earlier this year but have yet to rule. Planned Parenthood lawyer Beth Parker welcomed the ruling, saying it sends a strong message to Attorney General John Ashcroft and the Bush administration that the government should not be intruding on very sensitive and private medical decisions. Have you noticed that this is an administration that in every way is hiding behind a woman's skirts or under them? You know, with the partial birth stuff? And who is Dickey? I mean, his whole White House fell apart when Karen Hughes left. I think his wife probably runs the show. I know his mother is really a tough customer, even though, you know, they called her the Silver Fox, and she seems so grandmotherly. That's not exactly the case. She cuffed him around pretty good. So here they are, always attacking women or hiding behind their skirts or underneath them. And so here's what you got. A federal judge ruled that the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, or the Late Term Abortion Ban Act, it's unconstitutional. Yippee skippy. This is great. I'm just thrilled. Really thrilled. This is very good news. You may want to comment on that. 303-322-1150. Over the weekend, also, big story in the Denver Post, in the Sunday edition. Ben Nighthorse Campbell, you know, the guy who's resigning from his Senate seat because of acid reflux. Oh, you mean there's another reason for it? Oh, well, listen to the headline. Campbell pushed a no-bid contract. Records indicate that he lobbied for a software deal amid a federal probe. The outgoing lawmaker remains silent about why he pressed the case for ThinkStream Inc. These were records. This is a nice piece of work here on the Denver Post, and this is Mike Sorin, Ann Mulkern, and John Aloysius Farrell. All did the work on this nice story here. This is a good one. Memos, emails, and other documents obtained by the Denver Post through a Colorado Open Record request showed that, contrary to Campbell's assertion that his chief of staff was freelancing on the matter, the senator energetically pressed fellow legislators, regional officials, and the Bush White House on ThinkStream's behalf. And this is a kind of a software company. And some of the people who were involved, I think, were also contributors. And let's see. Members of Denver's Brownstein, Hyatt, and Farber law firm, which lobbied for ThinkStream until parting company this spring, were the largest group of contributors to Campbell's reelection campaign. Democratic fundraiser Norm Brownstein's decision to help lead a Democrats for Campbell campaign committee was an important element in Campbell's hopes to win reelection without formidable Democratic opposition. And it goes on and on. So there were all these people who were tied into Campbell, and there was, and he only wanted a no-bid contract for this one company, and they didn't, and it didn't happen. But it certainly stinks to high heaven, is the point of the piece. And then you've got these high-powered lobbying firms. What do they do exactly? They go, and for a lot of money, they go knocking on doors, lobbying these. What do you think about lobbyists in general? I mean, is this a high-class kind of whoring? What do you think? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. They have an agenda. They're getting a lot of money. They have contacts with these lawmakers. They push things through that may or may not be good for the common good, but very good for their own wallets. And this is really what the country has become. People don't care about what's good for the rest of the country. They care about what's good for themselves. So, therefore, I am renewing my push to change our national motto, rip it right off the money, in God we trust, get rid of it, because it's not true, and replace it with the truer maxim that we have come to live by, what's in it for me? 303-382-1150. Judy in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Judy.
You are just so amazing.
You know what?
You've hit so many topics in the past 10 minutes that I've been holding that I don't know where to go, but I want to say first kudos to the Supreme Court judge on the abortion issue.
But you've got to turn down, you've got to turn your radio off.
Okay.
You can't have it on. We have a delay here.
Okay.
All right.
I also want to say, I don't know if you got that. Did you get that on the Supreme Court judge?
Yes.
I just think that that's great that she did that, and kudos going out to her.
It's not a Supreme Court judge. It's the federal.
Or the federal.
District court.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
On the abortion issue. And also, I am 100% with you on the OU football scandal thing that the president said that the systemic problem is a lot harder, so let's go with the hard thing. Why not just nip it in the bud and kill the cancer and get rid of them all?
Are you talking about CU?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I say OU?
You did.
I'm giving away where I'm from. Anyway, I mean CU. Fire
okay.
them all.
All right.
Should have happened. And I am also a person who lives on Social Security disability, and we can't handle any more cuts. And what's wrong with, where did all the liberals go in Colorado? We need to get some more people calling in and supporting you in this program, and we need to get Bush out of office, and we need some help. And the libertarians don't know what they're talking about, because they certainly are not going to help anything. They're just only going to be helping Bush. And I've said it all.
Thank you, Judy. I appreciate your call.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. Well, 303-382-1150. Keith on the cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Very well.
Great. I just called to, well, first off, I agree with that last caller that we have to do whatever we can to get this guy out of office. So I think we're all in agreement there. But I called because I read the article on Ben Campbell the other day, and the first thought that went through my head is he really did become a Republican, didn't he?
Sounds like it.
That's really all I had to say. I mean, a leopard changes its spots, but I mean, that would complete the change.
Well, I thank you for the call, Keith.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. All right, we're talking about the partial birth abortion law has been ruled unconstitutional. Some of you may be upset about that, and this is a place to call, 303-382-1150. Others of you may be dancing in the street. I want to remind you that Bush is in town today. He's at Colorado Springs, I think, and then he's at a fundraiser tonight. You know, when all these things are unraveling in Iraq, where is he? He goes from one fundraiser to the next, and the campaign is getting more and more negative. So for those of you who are Republicans and you think that too much negativity is a problem, what do you think about the Bush? The White House is not a warm and fuzzy place. This is the Washington Post reporting that it was a typical week in the life of the Bush reelection machine. Last Monday in Little Rock, Vice President Cheney and Kerry had questioned whether the war on terror was really a war at all. Said that Kerry questioned whether the war on terror was really a war at all. And said that the senator from Massachusetts promised to repeal most of the Bush tax cuts within the first 100 days in office. On Tuesday, Bush's campaign began airing an ad saying that Kerry would scrap wiretaps that are needed to hunt terrorists. The same day, the Bush campaign charged in a memo sent to reporters and through surrogates that Kerry wants to raise the gas tax by 50 cents. On Wednesday and Thursdays, Kerry campaigned in Seattle. He was greeted by another Bush ad alleging that Kerry now opposes education changes that he supported in 2001. The charges were all tough, serious, and wrong, or at least highly misleading. Kerry did not question the war on terrorism, has proposed repealing tax cuts only for those earning more than $200,000, supports wiretaps, has not endorsed a 50-cent gas tax increase in 10 years, and continues to support education changes, albeit with modifications. In other words, the Bush campaign has gone unremittingly, wholeheartedly negative. Is that going to work for him? So far it hasn't been. And what will it take for Kerry to convert those people who cannot any longer vote for Bush, but cannot yet vote for Kerry? 303-382-1150. Don in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150, KNRC.
Enid, I'm leaving for Carmel. Do you want me to bring anything back?
Yeah, bring me back Clint Eastwood.
Somewhat.
Clint, he used to
I'm going to eat at his place.
He used to be the mayor.
I know.
But he's married now. And anyway, he's got these bad varicose veins. I saw him in the tabloids. Ugh. You don't ever want him to take his clothes off. Those varicose veins look like they're a monster from the jungle. Like all these vines, you know, on these horrible trees. Yes?
Would you ask Bill Clinton, how come Bush Sr. pushed him a couple of times?
Where?
On the stand, the memorial service.
Was it just kidding around?
Well, it looked like it, but I was just curious to know what he said to him.
Well, he pushed him a couple of times because Billy pushed him out of office.
Oh, I thought he might be giving him Monica's address.
Well, maybe he's saying, you and I have to stick together against my dopey son.
That could be it.
Who was a challenged person in every respect.
We had a little get-together yesterday, and, man, all we did was argue.
And out of how many people, how many are voting for Bush still?
There was like a 4-2-5, something like that, Bushies.
Four in favor?
Yeah.
Two are for who?
The rest are Kerry.
Four in favor, and how many for Kerry?
Five.
So Kerry ekes it out.
Yeah, but, man, it was a fight.
I don't see how it can be a fight.
Well, it was. I felt much more comfortable talking about the whole situation because, like Ann Richards said, get out of the way and let it unravel. Best thing you do is just let it go.
Well, that is what she has said. So maybe
it's coming apart.
Maybe that. Well, I these guys can save themselves at the last minute. So I want to carry this step on the gas. Don, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. You're seeing unprecedented negativity. It's coming from the White House. They are scared about Kerry. They're more scared about their own situation unraveling. Having done the handover today in some kind of a fake-o-matic government that they got going in Iraq, is that going to change things? More and more abuses are being reported. More and more allegations being made. It turns out that some of our own GIs are apparently being accused of thefts and assaults of civilians, Iraqi civilians. This is what we have become. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein. KNRC.
We have to talk.
The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is here. Spend a memorable summer night in the historic setting of Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder and hear great artists from around the world and across the musical spectrum. On Saturday, June 5th, David Wilcox returns to Chautauqua. For the complete lineup and tickets, visit Chautauqua.com. The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Series is brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
An OnStar Conversation, March 11th, 2004.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine. It's a beautiful day.
I know the gentleman was just explaining to me that you'd like to add some minutes to your phone services.
Yes, because now in New Jersey, we have to be hands-free.
Exactly. I'd be delighted to take care of that for you.
And, of course, I like my cell phone, but I'm not going to use it in the car. I think it's a lot safer, and so it just works out much better.
It is, and plus it's more convenient for you. Also, not only can you use it to make phone calls and receive phone calls, you can also check your stock reports while you're out there driving hands-free.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar. Press the white dot button to order personal calling minutes.
Well, any other questions for you today?
No, that's great. And my minutes will be up, what, about 10 or 15 minutes?
That is correct. You know the system.
I sure do. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, ma'am.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. Personal calling is available in most markets. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com. OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. With oil prices soaring to yet another all-time high, Wall Street ended a seesaw session in positive territory. The Dow gained 14 points, closing at 10,203. The Nasdaq was up 4 points to 1991. Investors were shaken by a spike in oil prices to $42.38 a barrel. U.S. crude closed up by more than 6% following the deadly weekend attack on oil interests in Saudi Arabia. Also rising, the average cost of a home. The government says prices were up nearly 8% during the first 3 months of 2004 from a year earlier. The credit goes to strong demand and low mortgage rates. Good economic news today. Construction spending in April reached its highest level ever, and manufacturing activity expanded for the 12th month in a row. And Martha Stewart reportedly has a plan to get out of jail earlier. She'd like to teach poor women how to start their own businesses. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
How do you help keep health care affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this is a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of health care. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Guys, it's almost Father's Day and time to drop a few hints. When your wife asks, what do you want for dinner? You say, 110 channels of Sirius satellite radio with commercial-free music plus news, talk, sports, and the entire NFL season sounds good. If she looks confused, you say, oh, I thought you asked me what I wanted for Father's Day.
Now, Sirius satellite radio is just $9.99 a month. Offer based on prepaid one-year subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Hardware sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, or Sirius.com for details.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:25 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Oh, we're talking about a lot of different things today. Bush is pressing his Air Force One advantage. It's unprecedented negativity emanating from this White House, which means they're scared to death as things unravel, and I hope they keep unraveling for this group. Bush is using Air Force One for re-election travel more heavily than any predecessor. While Democratic rival John Kerry digs into his campaign bank account to charter a plane to roam the country, Bush often travels at no cost to his campaign simply by declaring a trip, quote, official travel rather than political travel. Even when the White House deems a trip political, the cost of the Bush campaign is minimal. In such instances, the campaign must only pay the government the equivalent of a comparable first-class fare for each political traveler on each leg, Federal Election Commission guidelines say. Usually that means paying a few hundred or a few thousand dollars to the president and a handful of aides. It's a minuscule sum compared to the $56,800 an hour the Air Force estimates that it costs to run Air Force One. It costs almost $60,000 an hour to run Air Force One, and you got to pay, you know, you get bumped up to business, to, you get upgraded to first class, even if it's a political trip. The president cannot fly coach. And Carrie has got to spend for any kind of campaign travel that he does out of his own campaign funds. 303-382-1150. So here is Bush. Unprecedented. He's using Air Force One for more reelection travel more heavily than any predecessor. He's also gone more negative than any predecessor. What do you make of that? 303-382-1150. Joe in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, you were talking about Judith Miller earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of agree with you. I think she has to go. During the run-up to the war, she was considered the chemical weapons expert. You know, all the junk she was writing was just chalabi-fed garbage.
Well, that's,
you know,
right.
How much did her articles contribute to swaying people's opinion towards the war?
I think a lot. And also, she became a Bush mouthpiece. The paper, I think, cheapened itself out, and they were busy doing a lot of mea culpas about Jason Blair, and they ought to be doing more mea culpas about Judith Miller. She ought to go.
There were people on the web that were writing against her long before the war started. I mean, if you ever go to this website, the Daily Howler, he was cutting her down long before...
So was Jack Schaefer at Slate.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the New York Times has lost a lot of credibility with me.
Well, you know, what are our choices here? It is the newspaper of record, and you hope that they try to get it right.
Yeah, and everybody says they're the liberal newspaper.
I know, but that's people who don't want to hear any other drumbeat than the one that they have decided is true. And so if there's any reporting to the contrary, then they say it's fake reporting. It's liberal from the liberal press, so therefore you can't trust it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think she has to go.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
303-382-1150, but then I think that whole crew at CU has to go. And so far, they're going to work every day, so that's as far as they're going. Well, I don't know if you've noticed. What have we not discussed today? Jordan, what haven't we discussed today? Jordan Laz will be keeping this ship afloat while Joe and I are in Chicago, making it possible for us to do the show from Chicago. Okay, LP, Lacey Peterson. This has been a Lacey Peterson-free zone today. I know that if you tune into cable news, that's about the only thing you think must be going on in this universe, is that the Lacey Peterson trial began today. I don't like him, Scott Peterson. I don't know if he killed her or not. A lot of people think he did. But, you know, he ought to go to the pokey for a while just for being a sleazeball. That's all I want to say. I was looking at a story over the weekend that, here's some fresh W. Here's this. Here's some of the more recent W declarations. He says, I want to thank my friend Senator Bill Frist for joining us today. You're doing a heck of a job. This is Dickie talking. You cut your teeth here, right? That's where you started practicing. That's good. He married a Texas girl. I want you to know. Karen is with us. A West Texas girl, just like me, says Dickie. This is Dickie. Then he goes on to say later in a speech, Rick Sanchez has done a fabulous job. He's been there for a long time. His service has been exemplary, which Joe actually Anderson heard him say, exemplary. And then he goes on to say, I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein. I'm with six other Iraqi citizens as well who suffered the same fate. They are examples of the brutality of the tyrant. How could he shake hands if their hands were cut? Well, never mind. 303-382-1150. Okay, I saw a story over the weekend that made me nuts. It is not a political story. It's about a couple in Las Vegas. There's a whole series of stories that the New York Times is running on Las Vegas, you know, about whether you can raise your kids there, what kind of a life can you expect to have there, and so on. And here is a guy who's a judge, and he sees a lot. He's a juvenile judge, so he sees a lot of miscreants come through his courtroom, and he's dealing with kids. And his wife is also a judge. So the man and the wife, the mom and the dad, are both judges. And they have a daughter who, you can guess, she's got drug problems, and she has had, and she looks real gothy, you know, she's got dyed black hair, and he sees all these people, and it makes him nuts that he's tried to do everything for his daughter, and she just kind of, you know, she can't be bothered. She came late to the judge's life. 20 years after he and his wife arrived from Ogden, Utah to Vegas, the marriage, which had yielded three children, did not last, so the judge married another woman, Kathy, a lawyer and now the chief district judge of Clark County. This is Las Vegas. With a second family, he thought, there would be no more mistakes. Whitney, the chestnut-haired little one, would be perfect. And she loved her dad. He stood by his desk as he worked, chirping incessant questions, sparrow-like. She took up horses to please Daddy, joined the riding council to please Daddy, 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 Daddy. And then one day, she got sick of Daddy. She sneers at his advice. She thinks his life is rigid and uninspiring. His Wednesday evening cocktails, the stuff of dopes. He makes these wooden boats and, you know, little replicas. And she says he has patience for those boats, but not his child. He wants to collect my childhood in those boxes. He wants me to be in those boxes. She knows that she is the world to him and tortures him for it. My dad has been trying to make me happy, she says. She stares blankly at the television and then says in a hollow voice, but it's not working. She has done drugs. She has, the school called about four years ago saying that she'd been caught with marijuana. The judge gave his daughter a pat lecture, the same one that he gives people who come through his courtroom about responsibility. He was not prepared for her downward spiral. She wanted to get out of private school, so at her request, they took her out, and so gone were the uniform and the structure. And she got lost in public school. She was drowning while he was at work, spending all these hours trying to help other kids swim. And so he's now talking publicly about it. It's hard to know whether the daughter has turned a corner. She wants to ride horses again. I think she's been in some rehab. They indulge their daughter with money, the mom and dad, the two judges, indulge their daughter with money, cars, a cell phone, nice clothing. They're waiting for her moment of clarity, the day she wakes up, and they all laugh about this. The mother says you don't give up. The mother's a judge. She, her other friends are having problems with their children, too. That the mother is once dominant, yet indulgent, driven and plain spoken, yet aware that constantly talking about problems will not reduce them. She says, I'm a realist. She's going to do what she's going to do, love her, and she'll find her way home. They spoil their daughter. No matter how much you give your kids, they think it never feels like it's enough. Last year, listen to this, she brings home a runaway boy, and the parents let him stay. His name is Stephen, a mop-top 17-year-old who mumbles when trying to express himself. The mother took him in thinking he might be a steadying influence to their daughter. The situation is anathema to the dad, to the judge. A boy sleeping in his daughter's bed. I mean, they're like 16, 17 years old. One high school credit, unable to carry on a conversation, no interest in books, no hobbies. The kid stays out late. He does drugs. And then when the judge asks the boy man what he wants to be, he shrugs and mumbles, I don't know. This goes counter to everything the judge believes in. And still, they've taken in this kid, and he's become part of the family. The judge, to keep himself sane, is a big laundry doer like moi. I'm big on doing laundry. And he knows just which things to put in the hot water, which things to put in the cold water. And the 17-year-old kid that they took in bitches that the judge is, to get back at him, shrinking his clothes. Can you believe that? And here is the parents, just kind of waiting for the daughter to find her way back home. And the daughter is bent out of shape and more irritated at how her parents are. What is wrong with this picture? I read this and I just thought, these people are crazy. I don't care if they are two judges. They're way too lenient. They're way too indulgent. They let this kid, I'm not there in the home, so who knows, but it's like, well, she'll find her way back, and they ply her with everything they can instead of the things that she really seems to need, whatever that may be. So those of you who are professionals, if you're a psychologist or if you're just a good parent, maybe not a good parent, but somebody who's got a lot of wisdom on the subject, I'd like to hear your take on this story. 303-382-1150. John, Wheat Ridge, hi, you're live with Enid. Turn your radio off, will you please?
I'd like to hear your take on the story.
John, turn your radio. Sorry, can't do this. This is why you always have your radio off when you call the show, because we have a delay. So it just makes us all nuts. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 77 now. Authorities are investigating the death of a man found floating in the Cherry Creek Reservoir today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Things starting to get with it now off the freeways as we head up toward the rush hour. Latest accidents, Bucktel and Colorado Boulevard. Also one at Alameda and Colorado Boulevard. Four cars involved in a pile. Gallup on Federal south of Evans. Be very, very careful in there. Also a collision downtown at 16th and Champa. Freeways around town, by and large, moving along in pretty good shape. Posted freeway speeds for the most part, according to the CDOT maps. Xantex 3 with the information. It is the most powerful diet pill in America. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Available at stores nationwide or log on to Xantex3.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a man whose body was found floating face down in the Cherry Creek Reservoir. A kayaker noticed the body about 9:30 this morning. The Sheriff's Office is treating the man's death as a homicide. This report brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Denver police have identified the man killed in a police shootout Sunday as 31-year-old Ramon Real. He was a suspect in the murder of Lorenzo Jaramillo, whose body was found Sunday morning at a home on Stewart Street. Police spotted Real Sunday evening, and when they tried to pull him over, he took off and began shooting at police. They returned fire, killing Real in the 3300 block of West Kentucky. More than $430,000 in antitrust drug company settlement funds are on their way to Colorado consumers and government organizations. The money comes from the Attorney General's settlement of the state's antitrust lawsuit against Bristol-Myers Squibb regarding the anti-cancer drug Taxol. Now use your Verizon Wireless to download Alejandro Sanz's pictures and ringtones from his latest album, No Es Lo Mismo. To get Verizon Wireless service, call 1-800-256-4646. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming partly cloudy through the afternoon. Chance of some thunderstorms. Gusty winds, too. For tonight, more of the same this evening. Partly cloudy, maybe some thunderstorms. Gusty winds, too. Then it'll become mostly clear after midnight. We'll cool off to the mid-40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy. Some afternoon thunderstorms possible. We'll top out in the low 80s. Right now, partly cloudy and 77. KNRC News Time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Trust and experience are two very important factors when considering medical treatments to enhance your natural beauty. I'm Dr. Robert Tuckler of the Plastic Surgery Clinic and Denver Skin Aesthetics. I would like to extend my personal invitation to visit our clinic. We offer our patients the finest care when it comes to the delicate art of plastic surgery and the latest advancements in cosmetic facial injectables, including Botox, Restylane, and Radiance. We have just purchased the most advanced laser system available, the Cutera Zio. This laser offers many options, including removal of facial and leg veins, age spots, and a skin rejuvenation process which stimulates new collagen growth and diminishes the appearance of fine lines. Hair removal is also available. Our nurses and aestheticians will evaluate your skin while listening to your needs. All treatments are performed under a doctor's supervision, a service we feel is mandatory. We have some of the top doctors in the area and have been honored by 5280, Town & Country, and Vogue. Call us at 303-830-7200 and request a complimentary facial assessment.
Listeners receive 10% off their first filler and 20% off their first Botox treatment. Call 303-830-7200.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
But that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air
share as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC. Last year, Bill O'Reilly and Al Franken got into it. This year, Bill Clinton will be there. Hear exclusive coverage from the National Book Expo in Chicago as Enid Goldstein broadcasts live June 4th and 5th. Our hosts go to where the news is. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:42 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we are on from noon to 3, and we'll have a special show this Saturday. I won't be with you on Thursday. Bill Thorpe will be filling in. Joe and I will be traveling to Chicago so that we can catch every utterance that drips from Bill Clinton's lips, well, or whatever, at the Book Expo. And that's a place where hits are made it's where the buzz gets created and where the bestsellers for the coming year kind of get formulated. Because part of creating a bestseller is that the buzz emanates from the book trade, so that salespeople and bookstore owners and authors and agents and publicists and, just a whole confluence of hit-making goes on at the Book Expo. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's always really a fascinating event. 303-382-1150. And since we have so many authors on this show, we thought it would be a useful thing to do. Plus, there'll be just tons of authors there as well. So we'll be corralling anybody, the ones that we really like a lot. I mean, there are going to be hundreds of people pushing books there. Preston calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Preston.
You had asked how Kerry might be able to bring some conservatives to vote for him, and I was reminded of an article in USA Today that was entitled Conservative Sportsmen Turn Against Bush, and it talked about how the Bush administration had been opening up the Tongass National Forest, and they want to open up a lot of the Rocky Mountain West to natural gas exploration. And I think if Kerry were to go out there and, maybe grab a gun and a fishing rod and talk about how the oligarchy is threatening these natural lands and the fish and the wild game that live there, I think a lot of sportsmen might bring themselves to vote for John Kerry.
What about if he brought in some kind of, besides Republicans like John McCain, if he brought in some conservatives or Republicans as part of his team?
I think that would be a good idea. In fact, John McCain is supporting a proposal that John Kerry is supporting called the Apollo Alliance. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's an initiative to help develop the clean energy industry, which is going to create millions of jobs in the future. It's already doing it right now.
If you were looking in the tea leaves, Preston, who's going to win the presidency?
Oh,
is it too early to know for sure?
It's hard to say. I mean,
I don't think anybody should be complacent about this.
I mean, last time Bush lost the last one, and he hasn't, done much to garner more support over the past few years. You see a lot of Republicans turning against him. You see places like Florida registering 200,000 more voters, 2/3 of them Democrats. I mean, the hip-hop movement is organizing. Lots of people are. I think the only thing that could save Bush would be another, more purges of the roles and that kind of shenanigans.
Well, wait. But what about a terrorist attack? What about a terrorist meltdown right before the election?
There could be
to scare people.
Yeah, there could be those sorts of surprises. But I think, the administration, both administrations, could be surprised themselves if more people, made other votes, before the November election, that is, engaged themselves in other ways in the political process, whether by supporting media efforts that they enjoy or joining political clubs or writing letters to editors or a thousand other things that could move the society in a direction that they'd prefer.
Well, I guess we'll keep our, we'll just stay tuned, as they say in radio.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Preston. When I talked about the Confederate widow who died, the last surviving Confederate widow, Alberta Martin, 97, she died on Memorial Day. She was asked whether she really was ever in love with her husband, who was 81, and she was, I don't know, 18 or 19 or something when they got married. She had a child. He had a pension, and that was why they hooked up. She said, asked if she loved her husband. She said, that's a hard question to answer. I cared enough about him to live with him. You know the difference between a young man and an old man. But the minute he died, which is in 1931, 2 months later, who did she marry? She married, I said his son, but she actually married his grandson. 303-382-1150. Gary calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was at the World War II Memorial with my dad this weekend.
In Washington?
In Washington, D.C., yeah. In fact, my ear is on the front page of the Washington Post on Saturday.
Your ear?
Yeah, I was sitting right next to the guy who got his picture on the front page.
Yes.
Anyway, trivia aside, two things that I noticed from that was, first of all, there was a lot of veterans for Kerry walking around with little lapel pins or stickers. I've must seen at least 300 or 400 of them.
Are there veterans for Bush?
I didn't see any of them wearing stickers. We're talking about World War II veterans. But the thing that really blew me away, Enid, and this was, I found it shocking, there was probably about 15,000, 20,000 people in the front section right by the stage.
Right.
About at least 2,000 of them, they're walking out and five and six at a time. When Bush started his speech, about two or three World War II veterans in front of me just threw up their hands and walked out. And there was a steady stream of people walking out while the President of the United States was speaking. And I thought either it's very rude, or maybe he's boring them to death, or they really don't like what he's doing in Iraq.
Well, I would say that they're making a statement, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
First of all, his sentences are never long, and neither are his speeches. So it's not that they were there long enough. He's a president, so you're supposed to show some sort of courtesy.
But they were World War II vets. You know, they're wearing their hats, and you could tell by the way they were walking and their age that they just were getting out of there. They didn't want to hear anything that man had to say.
Well, so I think this is a hopeful sign.
Yeah, my point is, I don't think the Republicans wanted to hear that or see that, because that is the true sentiment of a whole part of a generation that we're honoring. So if they're feeling that way, whether the hardcore or the middle of the road Republicans.
Walter Cronkite said that we should have a Department of Peace.
And it was the only thing I didn't like about the whole weekend was these Roaring Thunder guys. They came in on Saturday afternoon, and basically they're political hacks for Bush. They come in rolling in like they're great Vietnam veterans, but all they are is a political statement for Bush. And there's only 6,000 of them, but they're on every news channel in Washington D.C.
Well, because it makes for pictures. This is the motors like the Hell's Angels, the Rolling Thunder,
and
with Nancy Sinatra sitting on the back of one of them.
And the World War II veterans were barely talking to them because, they looked at them a bunch of hippies that didn't know what was going on.
Thank you, Gary, for the report. I appreciate it.
Okay. 303-382-1150.
303-382-1150. Cuba has sent its interrogators to the Iraqi prison teams, one to instruct GIs at Abu Ghraib. So that tells you right there what they had in mind. And there was no communion. I mentioned this earlier. Roman Catholic priests denied communion last Sunday to a group of gay demonstrators who showed up wearing rainbow sashes to protest a directive from Chicago's prelate that they had violated church teachings by advertising their homosexuality. So they're gay, they wore a rainbow sash, and they were denied communion. The volatile issue of denying communion to Catholics who disagree with church teachings was fueled when Cardinal Francis George sent a memo to priests in the Chicago Archdiocese ordering them not to offer communion to sash wearers. So if you were straight and wearing a sash, you might not have got, I don't know, you might not have gotten communion either. Not been able to receive it. We have to check with Archbishop Shampoo on this one, see how he feels. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Want to spend less time at the pump? Spend more time with RTD, North America's number one transit system. Go to rtd-denver.com for bus and light rail schedules.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
Hi, this is Tim Brown, CEO of NRC Broadcasting, inviting you to join me and AM 1150 KNRC for the inaugural U.S. Half Marathon Sunday, June 6th at Cherry Creek Reservoir. It's a benefit for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Registration is available online at www.rundenver.com. Don't miss this opportunity to be a part of history. Please join me in running Mile High's first U.S. Half Marathon on Sunday, June 6th in the beautiful surroundings of Cherry Creek State Park. AM 1150 KNRC is proud to be a charter sponsor of the U.S. Half Marathon Denver. See you at Cherry Creek on Sunday the 6th. Hi, this is Tim Brown, CEO of NRC Broadcasting, inviting you to join me and AM 1150 KNRC for the inaugural U.S. Half Marathon Sunday, June 6th at Cherry Creek Reservoir. It's a benefit for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Registration is available online at www.rundenver.com. Don't miss this opportunity to be a part of history. Please join me in running Mile High's first U.S. Half Marathon on Sunday, June 6th in the beautiful surroundings of Cherry Creek State Park. AM 1150 KNRC is proud to be a charter sponsor of the U.S. Half Marathon Denver. See you at Cherry Creek on Sunday the 6th.
You've been scanning the dials looking for a talk radio station that actually has more talk content than clutter. You found your locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC. Those out-of-town owners took away your talk radio. We are here to give it back. AM 1150 KNRC. More talk, less clutter. Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:54 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Many of you are calling in wanting to know where the protest is because Dickie's in town. And he's speaking at Colorado Springs, but he's going to be at a fundraiser tonight at the Phipps Mansion Tennis Pavilion, 3400 Belcaro Drive. Police are there already setting up barriers and so forth. And where you're going to get together for this peaceful protest is on the sidewalks of both East Exposition Avenue and University, with signs, informational literature, and anything else you can get together. And you want to meet at 4:30. It's going to go from 4:30 to 8 p.m. on the sidewalk in front of Knight Fundamental Academy. It's a DPS elementary school, and you and everybody's planning to spread out from there to achieve high visibility during the rush hour. We plan to be in this area from 4:30 till 8, so 8 p.m., so you could come down. Anytime you come down would be greatly appreciated. Spread the word if you can't be there. They want to have a good showing tonight. This is from Pat Noonan, the Arapaho Democrats, and she got it from the Denver Dems. So this is at Exposition Avenue and University, on the sidewalk in front of Knight Fundamental Academy, a DPS elementary school. Starting at 4:30 p.m., running till about 8 o'clock. Do really clever signs, something that will make the news. We've had a lot of good suggestions, too. Mike, in Denver, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I think that Kerry could attract some conservatives if he would emphasize balancing the budget again, like Bill Clinton did. I think that a lot of conservatives don't like that. And I also agree with Preston that I do think there's quite a few fishermen and hunters that are probably tend to vote Republican that aren't happy.
Right.
And I think there's quite a few Republicans who are just upset with the way the incompetence that the war in Iraq was fought with. If he could have a good plan to get us out of Iraq, I think that could attract some conservatives.
I'm hearing, though, from some people that there are a lot of people who are going to vote for him because he's so pro-Israel. that they aren't going to look at anything else. There are a lot of people who are in love with Dickie for other reasons, and they don't care about Iraq, or they don't care to have their opinion contradicted in any way, shape, or form, and they're going to vote for him. So you also have that going on.
Yeah, but, you know, they only, if they could just take away 5% of the Republican vote, he'd win, if assuming it's honest. And
well, that's another big if.
That's true. But I think, I mean, the right is upset with this, with the economics, the deficits he's been running. There's a lot of conservatives that aren't happy with that.
And especially the lies that have covered it up. All right, I'm Mike. I thank you very much. And look at Paul Krugman's column today, where this is the most massive transfer of wealth from the middle class and poor to the richest Americans. It really, it's not what a democracy should be about. I thank you for the call. Headline over the weekend, New York Times. U.S. is needing more munitions. Apparently, we're facing a shortage of a basic necessity, ammunition. The Army Field Support Command in Rock Island, Illinois, held an industry day to inform contractors of a vast increase in demand for small caliber rounds. So we are facing a shortage of small arms rounds. 303-382-1150. President Bush has been given a pistol that Saddam Hussein had with him when he was captured and now proudly shows it to selected guests. This is according to Time Magazine. So then people can say, is that a gun in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? No, this is actually a serious story. The gun was taken from Saddam by U.S. Special Forces when they caught him in a spider hole. Why do they call it a spider hole? It's a pretty big hole. The spiders are not that big. In a hole near his hometown in Tikrit. The military had the pistol mounted, and it was presented to Bush privately by some of the troops who ferreted out Saddam, Time Magazine said, citing unnamed sources. Bush now takes select visitors to see the pistol in a small study next to the Oval Office. He really liked showing it off, the report quotes an unnamed recent visitor, saying he was really proud of it. Though it was widely reported at the time that the pistol was loaded when U.S. troops grabbed Saddam, Bush has told visitors that the gun was actually empty and that it is still empty and safe to touch. It was empty. Now, you know, there's a story here. Remember what the English press was reporting? That Saddam had actually been picked up by some tribespeople in Iraq, and the truth of the matter is that he was drugged and brought there so that the Americans could claim that they picked him out of the hole, but actually they hadn't really found him. So that's what was claimed. Well, we have come to the end of our time together. Doug Kellett is up next, 3 to 6, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Thank you, Joe Anderson. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for both of you for your great work today. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. We'll do it again tomorrow, noon to 3, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. And then on Thursday, Bill Thorpe fills in. Joe and I are traveling to Chicago to the Book Expo. We'll be doing special broadcasts from Chicago on Friday and on Saturday, noon to 3, on AM 1150 KNRC. Do something generous. If you go to the protest tonight, let me know. We want to hear back tomorrow. Have fun. Make a really good sign. I'm Enid Goldstein. Let's have lunch together tomorrow, noon to 3, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Doug Kellett up next.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Fred Francis. President Bush is set to deliver another major speech on the transition of Iraq tomorrow. He'll speak at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. Today, the president said democracy can take hold, and he praised the selection of an interim Iraqi government ahead of the planned June 30th transfer of power.
The rise of a free and self-governing Iraq will deny terrorists a base of operation, discredit their narrow ideology, and give momentum to reformers across the region.
The Justice Department says enemy combatant Jose Padilla was bent on killing hundreds of Americans. Padilla, a convert to Islam, is suspected of plotting with Al-Qaeda to unleash a radioactive dirty bomb in the U.S. Padilla has been in military custody for 2 years. A San Francisco judge has ruled that a ban on late-term or partial birth abortion signed into law by President Bush is unconstitutional. The district court judge said the law is vague and poses an undue burden on abortion rights. U.S. stocks ended slightly higher. I'm Fred Francis, NBC News Radio.
There are countless reasons to love a Jaguar.
The machine of a dream.
And now, thanks to astonishing lease and finance offers, you can enjoy that reason which is most satisfying. The ability to look every envious driver in the eye and say, that's my Jag.